High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports, John Haggerty with expert commentary, and with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And hi, everyone, and welcome to high school football, week number 7 of the season, about to get underway tonight as we come your way from John Wall Memorial Field here at Cedar Rapids Prairie on the College Community School District campus as we get ready for a Metro battle. They go back a long way, in fact, to the very existence of these two schools as we get ready for the Linmar Lions taking on number 9, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Great to have you with us tonight. Scott Unash, once again, alongside John Haggerty. Dennis Knock down on the sidelines providing our reports here throughout the evening. Tonight, and a very brisk evening, our first one of the year, to be quite honest with you. We had some wind earlier on tonight, but for the most part, it has subsided, and we'll get more on that with Dennis coming up here this evening. Our high school football is always presented by First Federal Credit Union, and a big thanks going out to Tom and Dan, everybody over at First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. See what they have to offer their 90th year of doing business. And John, great to have you back. The band is back together again.
That's right, and no better place to be than Western. And my thanks go out to Jason Edwards for holding down the chair. Not only is Jason an outstanding counselor and coach, by the way, but he's just a wonderful young man, and he really understands football, having done a lot. So that's great that he kept my seat warm for me. I appreciate that.
Big game tonight, District 8 of Class 4A here at John Wall Memorial Field as the Prairie Hawks 5-1, 2-0 in district play, rated number 9 in the Gazette KGYM High School football poll. They get ready to host Linmar tonight, and really, for Linmar, John, this is a playoff game. 2-4, and they are 1-1 in district play. But with this game tonight and the one at Kingston Stadium just up the road that we'll get updates with Randy Krejci on tonight, if Kennedy and Prairie come away with victories, this thing's over. We've got your two representatives. We don't know the order of first and second. We won't know that until 2 weeks from tonight when Kennedy and Prairie go at it. But the Hawks and the Cougars could seal up playoff bids.
4A District 8 could be settled by the end of the games tonight, and that's kind of strange for this time, especially when we're back down into the only 16 qualifiers. So, yeah, this is a very, very important game tonight all the way around.
This Linmar team, we saw them against the Kennedy Cougars last week. Fell behind Kennedy, really controlled the line of scrimmage, ran the ball, but Linmar got the passing game going in the second half, really moved the ball. Held it for long chunks of time, just couldn't always get it into the end zone behind Reese Phillips and Kirby Kerr.
And I'm sure that's one of the things Bob Forsyth is going to want to look at in terms of the consistency for the offense of Linmar tonight. Obviously, you know Reese Phillips is going to show up as their quarterback and do an outstanding job. But they really need to be error-free tonight. The Lions got to come off the ball low and hard, stay on their blocks, and their backs have got to run for all they're worth. And they cannot afford to make any mistakes tonight. No turnovers.
Yeah, and that's one of the keys that Bob Forsyth, when we talked with him earlier on, had to say. Interestingly enough, Linmar almost 50-50 to the very yard as far as running and passing this year. You talk about skilled people, and there aren't many teams in the eastern part of the state that have better skill people than this Linmar team.
And Kirby Kerr is one of the best. He just got a great pair of hands. Always finds a way to run his route and get separation from anybody that's nearby him. That's the go-to man if you're Reese Phillips tonight. But he's got to try and diversify too. He's got to get the ball out to some people that Jim Dostal and the defense for Prairie aren't counting on. So we'll see if their game plan maybe tries to go early to some other people and use Kerr a little bit more as a decoy, so to speak, and then come back to him after things open up.
Linmar averaging 23 points a game. Prairie, one of the tops in 4A as far as offensive average, 40.7 points per game. And this Prairie offense has been rolling as of late. They're doing it mainly on the ground. You've got Joe Meyer and Zach Gansky together almost at 1,100 yards. You put Dakota Simonson in there, and they're at about 1,350 yards. Ball control for Prairie. They're going to try to do the same thing to Lindmar that Kennedy did last week.
And they just love to come up to the line of scrimmage and show you different sets, formations, motions. Their whole package is based on misdirection and trying to get you thinking too much to play defense. And as you know, Scott, when you start thinking to play defense and you don't just react, that's when you have problems stopping people.
Talking about defense, Jim Dostal's Prairie defense has been stellar as of late, especially the last three games. The Hawks are only giving up 290 yards per contest. One little chink in the armor, though, and this goes back to the Clinton game. Prairie has given up chunk yardage as far as passing is concerned. And that's one thing that they're going to have to watch out for tonight with this Lindmar passing game.
Yeah, and for sure Lindmar is going to try and come out and exploit that right away. They know where there are perceived soft spots, and they'll go to try and attack those places. But your point is well taken, Scott. Jim Dostal, the defensive coordinator for Prairie, has brought his defense along every week. They've gotten more solid, more aggressive, more fundamentally sound, and they all fly to the ball. They're not the biggest defense in the world, but I'm here to tell you, these guys are tough, Scott.
Yes,
they're
tough. They are very, very tough indeed. Prairie and Lindmar go way, way back to the old East Central Iowa Conference.
Yeah, ECIC.
Those days, when they were in there with Benton Community and Regina,
yeah.
Beckman and others. The schools are a lot bigger now than they were back then, but they are still playing football. Prairie won this battle last year 31-17. Prairie, in fact, has won three out of the last four. Before that, it was Lindmar winning three in a row, and then Prairie put on a big, big run from the early 2000s through 2008. It was Prairie taking over this series at that time over the Lindmar Lions. Coming your way on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show here from John Wall Memorial Field as we get ready for Lindmar and number 9 Cedar Rapids Prairie. Let's hear from the coaches. Up first, Bob Forsyth, head coach of the Lindmar Lions. His thoughts as Lions going into this week 7 game. Back in the Holmes-Murphy pregame show as we get ready for Lindmar and Prairie on this week 7 Friday night. And head coach Bob Forsyth of Lindmar joining us. And coach, tough one last week, although you got to be happy with the way the guys came back. They never said die in that game.
Well, no, yeah. We have great kids, hardworking kids, you know, and like we've been telling them, sometimes when you work hard and you want something, you know, it doesn't always work out. But the trick is to keep working hard and to keep trying to get it. And so, you know, they're not going to be in the mood to quit, and we've had a great week of practice, so we're hoping to put some things together tonight.
Well, the passing game really shined in that second half with Reese Phillips. Kirby Kerr did a great job last week.
Yeah, they really did, and those two are starting to develop a little rhythm and those kind of things, and we're starting to get in where we're doing some things better on offense, and you know, kind of got rid of the injury bug. It's hit us a little bit again this week, but we're going to keep fighting through that stuff.
Well, you got the passing game going. That opened up the rest of the offense. The running game looked good, and you started to establish some things there at the end.
Well, that's what we're working hard to do. We've got to establish the run. I always think like you got to be able to run the ball, and sometimes in our situation, maybe we got to do some things to make sure we can run it. But the kids did a nice job last week, and I hope it carries over to this week.
Well, an opportunity tonight on the road to, as you said, kind of throw a monkey wrench into everything in this district.
Well, that's right. We'd love to, right? We'd love to. This will be a tough opponent for us, a good challenge for us. They do a nice job watching them on film. Their kids do a nice job. Their coaches do a nice job. It's a big rivalry always with us. So, you know, in these big rivalry games, you never know what happens, right? And our kids are pretty motivated. So we're just going to try to put 48 minutes together and see what we can do.
Yeah, back-to-back rivalry games. So the kids aren't going to lack for motivation.
No, that's exactly right. You know, at some point, I'm trying to figure out who in the Metro we aren't rivals with. And I think most teams feel that way. So. But, it's just going to be – it's a beautiful weather out here tonight. It's going to be a fun Friday night of football, and hopefully we'll play well and have a chance to win.
That is Lindmar head coach Bob Forsyth. Also had a chance to talk with Bob a little bit about getting ready for this Prairie football team.
It is, and they execute it well, and they coach it well, and, you know, it just presents some problems. There's some unique things about it. There's some – things that push the envelope a little bit for the rules as far as the state's concerned, but you know, we'll have to deal with all those things and just do our best to play the game plan on defense.
You got to just game plan and do maybe worry about more of what you do than what they're doing.
Well, I think one of the things we're going to try to do, and I don't know if it'll work or not, right? We're trying to stay pretty simple. We're trying to just put people in gaps. We're trying to not look at the ball. We're trying to do all the things that they make you try to do, just like with an option team. We're trying not to try to figure out who has the ball. Everybody has a space to play in out there, and everybody has a gap to take care of. And, you know, if everybody will take care of their gaps and watch for the shifts, legal and illegal, and then watch for the when they put the guys in the eligible spots that aren't usually eligible and all those kind of things. That's what we're going to try to do.
Well, you mentioned playing 48 minutes, one of the keys. What else you got to do tonight for a Linmar win?
Well, I think we certainly can't have any turnovers. You know, we can't turn the ball over. We've got to start getting some turnovers. We still remain at -3 in the turnover ratio, and we've got to get some turnovers. We've got to force some bad plays by them. And to be honest with you, we've got to control the football when we have it. We got to keep the football away from them the best we can.
All right, Bob. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Back with more after this here from Prairie on KGYM.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Back in the Holmes Murphy pregame show, we get ready for Prairie and Linmar as we talk with head coach Mark Bliss of the Hawks. And first of all, congratulations on making it back from Ottumwa. That's not an easy trek to get down there and back.
I tell you what, once you've been to Ottumwa, like I said, it's a pretty long drive, and then obviously the game itself, just being a late night getting back to the kids and stuff, so it's good to be back home, it really is.
Well, maybe that long bus ride had something to do with a little bit of a slow start, but then you guys really turned it on after that.
We did. Like I said, we were very sluggish in the first quarter, and I think, you know, we had some turnovers and made some mistakes, and then obviously we got on track and did what we had to do and what we went there to get done, And like I say, we're putting ourselves in position where we want to be. Obviously, it's what you work for all year long, to be put in this position where we're in a position to make the playoffs, and hopefully we can. We'll see.
And a chance probably to play a lot of kids last week in that game.
We did. We got to play everybody on the sidelines. So those are the ones games where you feel sorry for the other team, but yet you feel blessed for your kids that have invested as much as the guys that play on the field all the time and got the opportunity to play everybody.
Well, now we head into a big rivalry game with Linmar, and a chance to do to take care of a lot of things off the checklist tonight.
That's very true. Like I said, I know that it'll be a good test for us tonight. And so they got a lot of talent. They're well coached. They got a pedigree of success over the last decade there. So obviously we've got our hands full, and we're going to have to play well.
Good athletic quarterback. Obviously, that's where it starts with their offense.
Oh, absolutely. They got a great quarterback. Got a great running back, got a great wide receiver core, so, you know, obviously we do. We got to have to play well tonight.
Your defense has been playing lights out as of late. Got to be happy with their performance.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, Coach Dost on his staff on the defense side of the ball have done a great job, and our kids are starting to understand the system a little bit more fluidly, and you know, it's just a matter of making sure that we continue to find ways to get better.
Well, what do you need to do well tonight to come away with a victory?
The thing about it is they're as sound as you can possibly be in all three phases, so we got to be able to match what they do. And if we can do that and we continue to find ways to chew clock and put points on the board, I feel good about our chance of competing with them. And that's all you ask week in and week out is that our kids go out and compete to the best they the best they can for 48 minutes, and whatever happens, happens.
And might have an opportunity, if things go well, to have things clinched with 2 weeks to go, at least a playoff spot.
Absolutely. No, that's what we're hoping for. We really are. Yeah.
And then playing a winner-take-all game in week 9.
That would be a nice situation. It really would. I hope to God we get there and stuff. So we're hoping for that.
Bumps and bruises, I know every team has them in week 7. You guys have them as well, I suppose.
We do. We got about 3 kids that are still questionable, and we won't know anything until right before kickoff. The trainer's seen them as we speak, actually, and so we're just sort of waiting to see what happens. And if they can't go tonight, then, you know, we've already lost Martavian Borseth because of the concussion and the protocol on that. And we've got a couple other guys with some ankle injuries. And so if you can't run, you can't play. So that's just how it is. So we've got 2 guys with ankles that are starters that we're just sort of waiting to see what happens here in the next 30 minutes.
head coach Mark Bliss of the Prairie Hawks here on the Holmes Murphy pregame show from John Wall Memorial Field as we get closer and closer to kickoff here this evening. And we'll keep you updated on other games throughout Class 4A in Eastern Iowa coming up tonight. And don't forget, after the game, all the scores and more with Jeff Downing and his staff back with the KGYM scoreboard show. That will come up after the ball game here tonight. John, interesting things that both coaches had to say as we get ready for the latest renewal in this old rivalry between the Lions and the Hawks.
Well, both coaches kind of were holding some cards close to their chest. There's Scott. They weren't going to come out and be too forthcoming or revealing on this game tonight, but when you get to week seven, every year, there aren't a whole lot of mysteries that these two teams don't know about each other, and it's very simple. In this game tonight, Linmar has to find a way to stop the running game of Prairie. If they can't stop this rushing attack of Prairie, it's going to be a long, long night for the Lions. And on the other side of the ball, Prairie wants to assert their will. They want to come out and score a couple of times before Linmar even has a chance to get on track, take them completely out of this game, make them try and play catch up. And if Linmar allows them to do that, then it could be an interesting night. But I think that you're going to see a couple of teams that are just both highly motivated. I think it'll be a real emotional game tonight. Two very well-prepared teams. I wouldn't foresee a lot of hankies on the field tonight. I wouldn't foresee a lot of penalties. I think this should be a very, very tightly contested game if Linmar can stop the running game of Prairie.
I think it's going to be one of the big keys. All right, with more, let's go downstairs, bring in Dennis Canuck on the sidelines with his first report of the evening. And my gosh, he let us know we may get an old WC reading here tonight. Dennis, good evening. How are you? Oh. And we'll get back to Dennis coming up here in a moment. He may be too wind chilled.
It's possible. The wind chill was mentioned earlier.
Well, while we get that taken care of here, both teams ready to come out onto the field here at John Wall Memorial Stadium. Prairie's going to be in the all-black tonight. They're going to be in the black jerseys with the white numbers, the black helmets, and the black pants. Very legible white numbers, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
And for the Linmar Lions, they will be in the all-white tonight with the white jerseys, black numbers, and their black helmets here this evening. And we mentioned we could see some offense in this game here tonight.
Well, I really think we will. When you get to week seven, the teams have had so much time to practice and prepare for their opponents that you know where weak spots and soft spots are. You're going to try and exploit those. And so I think both these teams tonight, and that's just high school football anymore, Scott. We see lots of points put up. It doesn't matter if it's eight-man, which you expect to see a lot of points put up, or whether it's 4A all the way up and down. Offenses are ruling right now.
Yeah, and here come the Prairie Hawks. Linmar already out onto the field here. Field turf at John Wall Memorial, and good crowd on hand here as we get ready for the latest renewal in this particular rivalry. Other games tonight in Class 4A, District Number 8. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at Kingston, Kennedy, and Iowa City West. That is a big one tonight. And also Ottumwa and Burlington. They are going to be playing down in Burlington here this evening.
Well, I know it's not in our listening area, but I know a lot of Cedar Rapids Washington fans that are going to be wondering what's going on at the Unidome between the Cedar Falls Tigers and the Waterloo West Wahawks.
Absolutely. Biggest game that Waterloo West has played in over 20 years tonight. And we will keep you updated on that one as well. As we get closer and closer to the kickoff here, as the captains for both teams meeting at the 50-yard line for the Prairie Hawks. Zach Gansky out there along with Joe Meyer. Cal Hennick out there. And also is Cameron LaGrange among the Linmar captains. Kirby Kerr out there. As the officials are going to indicate that Linmar has won the toss, Lions want the ball first here tonight. So we're going to see that Linmar offense coming up right out of the chute. Reese Phillips, a quarterback, 55 of 124 this year. 963 yards, 5 touchdowns. He has thrown 8 interceptions this year. And he is a 6-foot, 185-pound senior. Nemi Saiwe, 500-yard rusher with 3 touchdowns. 6-foot, 185-pound senior. We'll also see Brennan McGaffey back there. He's ran for 323 yards, the 6'1", 215-pound senior. And then the receivers tonight for the Linmar Lions. We will see Josh Gassman, of course, 5'7", 165, and a senior. Kirby Kerr, 6'1", 190, a senior coming off a monster game against Cedar Rapids Kennedy last week. Higgins, Heinrichs, Harris, Abasali, and Canty up front for for the Linmar Lions. And Linmar is going to receive the opening kickoff. Lions will go from left to right as Prairie will defend the south goal. And the wind has really subsided here. Nemi Saiwe on the far side. Hilsbeck on the near side as Collette has it teed up for Prairie at the 40-yard line. Should be a good one tonight. Old rivalry between the Hawks and the Lions, and we're underway. Kick into the wind. This is Saiwe at the 5. Has it, 10. Comes to the 15, sidesteps one, can't get away from a second. He'll take it back to the 16-yard line. That'll be an 11-yard return, and that's where Linmar will put it into play. First down and 10 right there at the 16-yard line. And Linmar's offense was really going there at the end last week. We'll see if it continues to pick up momentum. We'll give you the Prairie defense coming up here. They're going to have a new corner in there tonight. We do know that, replacing Marty Borseth in there. From the left hash mark, man in motion. Phillips on the handoff, ball loose. Pile at the 14 on the first play. I think Linmar got it back. Saiwe fell on it, but he's going to lose two right there. Not the way to start if you're Linmar.
Well, bad exchange as the mesh point between the jet sweep man and then the handoff to the tailback just did not happen. Ball put on the ground and bouncing around, dangerous.
So it'll be a second down. Coming up, second down and 12. Out of the shotgun, they'll send a man in motion on the jet sweep. Here comes Gassman. Turns it up at the line of scrimmage. Crosses the 15 and back to the 16 before he was tripped up there. Cameron LaGrange, first one to get him for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Nicely done by the defense of Prairie there as they set the edge. They know that jet sweep's coming, Scott, and they want to set that edge and make him try and turn it up where all the help is to tackle.
Third down and 9. Just underway here from John Wall Memorial. Call a little more than 9, maybe about 9.5. Phillips with 6 on the play clock. In the shotgun, 1 setback. Play clock down to 2. Down to 1, they got the play off. And there's a quick toss out to Gassman on the far side. And he is surrounded and brought down almost immediately. Just a little bit more room to punt, but not much. Maybe about a yard pickup, and that is it on the quick swing pass.
Wide receiver screen to the wide side of the field, and there was no blocking to speak of out there as four black shirts from Prairie converged to make that tackle.
Kirby Kerr to punt it, 34-yard average, and a low end-over-end kick. We'll take a Linmar bounce, big line bounce, into Prairie territory. It's going to be touched dead at about the 43-yard line. 39-yard punt for Kerr, so a 3-and-out right away here for the Linmar Lions and Prairie. And they've been prolific on offense here through the last 1 month of this season. Ever since about the second quarter of the game in Davenport that we saw him, John.
Well, Mark Bliss's offense is so run-hungry right now, and they are chomping at the bit to just jam that ball down your throat. And they're going to do it from a variety of sets, a variety of positions, with a variety of people running it.
Dakota Simonson, the quarterback, 6-foot, 180-pound senior, 64% passer with 6 touchdowns on the season. And they are going to run Joe Meyer out of the Wildcat. And Meyer crossed the 50 into Linmar territory. Close to a first down, going to be about a yard short. So a little different look. And, hey, if you want wrinkles, you come to the right spot for the Prairie Hawks.
Wide side of the field, direct snap back to Meyer, who's not the quarterback. And he just ran a toss sweep, basically, without the toss in there to the wide side and got as many yards as he could. Brings up a short second and one.
5'10", 170-pound senior. Zach Gansky is the feature back, 6'1". 195 and a senior here up the middle, and this is Gansky on the direct snap, and he's got a first down. Strauss hit him first, brought him down at about the 41, but it's a gain of 7 and a Prairie first down.
And again, misdirection there. With if you don't play your keys defensively for Linmar tonight and do your gap that you're responsible for, you're going to be in for a long night of coming up with nothing but air.
Stuart Boston, the tight end, 6'3", 200-pound senior. Prairie with a lot of beef up front, and now we've got movement on the Lions, and a penalty flag comes down. And there's Prairie's right side moving to the left side of that line.
Yes, and we've seen them do this both years now that Mark Bliss has been in charge, but we've never seen this called in terms of a procedure call.
And it will be against Prairie for illegal procedure.
Now, it's interesting, if you were listening to our pregame remarks, Bob Forsythe used the word illegal when he was talking to you, and it's funny that the flag got thrown right beside where he's standing.
Full house backfield. Now they'll move everybody over from the right to the left. This time it's okay. Ely, the blocking back, and the direct snap. Here comes Gansky. Big hole, 45 to the 40. Following blockers, 35, and down to the Lion 30-yard line. Finally brought down right there. Tackle made by Savan Walton.
That shift brings three blockers over to the short side of the field on that particular shift, and then they just run the ball right behind it. There's only one other coach I've ever seen use that play, and that's Tom Good back in the old Regis days, and he used it to perfection.
Yes,
nobody ever knew it was coming.
From the 30-yard line, Meyer coming in motion around the formation. He'll line up in the slot left side. No receivers right now, a blocking back, and Gansky on the right hip of Simonson. Simonson on the inside handoff. Here comes Meyer to the 25 and struggles ahead to the 20-yard line. Again, Linmar secondary. This time, Nemi Siaway brings him down, but it should be enough to move the chains. Yep. And a Prairie first down.
That's the single wing version of a counter. It's almost a mini jet sweep, but again, you've got to read your keys and play your gap, or you're going to be grabbing at nothing but air. And that's what Linmar's defense is doing right now. They're biting on all this misdirection.
Half Hill, Nisley, Henick, LaGrange, Lins up front for this Prairie Hawk offense from the red zone. Direct snap, Simonson angling to the right side to the 15. That brought down at about the 14-yard line. They ran it that time in there for Prairie right now. Brandon Hauser on that offensive line. They ran it behind him and Mr. Lins over there on the right side.
Yeah, big hit put on there at the end by Alex Stryker. Good to see him back on the field after some midseason injury woes.
Yep, Alex was back last week. McNeil was back. As well. Second down, a little more than five. Direct snap, Simonson to throw. Going to throw the right sideline incomplete. Going out there for Preston LaGrange. And it'll be third down in about five coming up.
Blanket coverage out there by Gassman, who was all over the intended receiver, right down by the pylon at the goal line.
Now it's a third down.
Wholesale changes in offensive personnel here.
Yeah, Jaden Goose coming in there. Levi Escher will come in. Levi is the leading receiver for Prairie, 13 receptions, 398 yards, 5 touchdowns, averaging 31 yards a catch. Third down and 5 for the Hawks. Jumbo formation. Meyer on the counter, coming left to the 10-yard line. Cuts it back to the 5, gets through, touchdown Prairie. 15-yard run that time by Joe Meyer.
And I want you to imagine one split out, but everybody else is right, just all bunched up, and behind the offensive line are literally three fullbacks between the tight ends, and that's the running that he had between the tackles.
And Prairie looking very good on their opening drive as they go 53 yards in 2 minutes and 34 seconds to take the lead. Joel Collette, left-footed kicker. We'll try the extra point here for the Prairie Hawks. Low snap, dug out by Simonson, and the kick is up, and it is good. 7:26 to play here in the opening quarter, and Prairie on top here by a count of 7-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back for the kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Welcome back here to John Wall Field, 7-0 in favor of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Very impressive first drive for the Hawks. And if you're Linmar, that's the thing you just did not want to see, was Prairie carve you up on the ground.
Yeah, we talked about this in the pregame being one of the big keys, is you can't go three and out on your first offensive possession and then allow Prairie to come down and just stuff it down your throat into the end zone. But that's the way the game started.
Siaway and Hilsenbeck back for the Linmar Lions. Here's the approach and the kick. High end over end, and it will go towards Siaway again at the 5-yard line. To the 10, coming to the right side, to the 15, and tripped up right there. First one, Jaden Goose down to get him on special teams. How about that? You're defensive leader down there playing a little special teams.
Yeah, and he's been doing that for a couple of years now for Prairie. He's just got a lot of emotion that he plays with, and he gets downfield fast, and he did a nice job of getting a nice arm and shoulder into that.
From the 17, first to 10 Lions, down 7-0. They'll send two receivers, make it three receivers out to the left, and Gassman in the slot formation. They'll send him in motion, and on the handoff, Brennan McGaffey tried the left side, push back. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Goose was there. Also in there for the Prairie Hawks, Jawante Rogers, a 6'3", 235-pound senior.
And again, the mesh point between that guy running the jet sweep and then the handoff that's supposed to come almost simultaneously after that, just not quite where it should be. Three black jerseys from the defensive line of Prairie met that handoff 3 yards in the backfield.
Second down and long. Prairie with a four-man front, bringing the blitz. Back to throw. Swing pass caught. Gassman at the 10. Turns it up at the 15. Has room. 20, 25, 30. Down the near sideline and out of bounds. Put out by Levi Usher. Split defenders to Josh Gassman.
Yeah, but this is coming back because there's a block in the back there by one of the blockers for Linmar, and this is going to go for naught.
All right. We didn't get Dennis beforehand, and while we're assessing this penalty, Dennis, we'll go down to you just to get a little update on the weather.
All right, guys, we'll try it again. And, yeah, we are down here. The weather, the wind has subsided, as you mentioned, Scott, and it's about 57 degrees at kickoff. We're going to dip into the 40s, but it's a beautiful night, perfect conditions for high school football out here. Very impressive Prairie offense on the opening drive, just marching the ball downfield, gaping holes up front by the offensive line, and very impressive job of punching it in. Defense is standing tall right now, too, against this Linmar offense, so guys, shaping up to be an interesting ball game early on. We'll send it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you. Good job down there. So it's second down. Wide side of the field to the left. Trips that way. They throw the quick out pass to McGaffey, and Prairie right there ready for it. Ball stripped loose at about the goal line, and who's got it? Prairie claiming they have it. And it might be a touchdown if it's recovered in the end zone. Prairie's got it, and they've got it on the 1 yard line.
I think maybe the half yard line, but the offense for Prairie is going to come out. That was a triple wide receiver screen pass thrown out to the wide side of the field, and there was no stock blocking by those three receivers. They just simply let their men come by, and the defense for Prairie converged on it, stripped the ball out, and now their offense is coming out with literally inches to their second touchdown.
First and goal, Hawks, on the 1 yard line. Inside the 1 yard line. Jane Goose will be in the backfield for Prairie. They'll also put Derek Horak in the backfield for the Hawks. Meyer with a flag, with no flag down, we'll take it in off the right side, touchdown. Thought we saw a flag, but we didn't. Direct snap to Meyer, and he took it in from a yard out. Second touchdown run of the night for Meyer, and Prairie on top 13-0.
Well, Lindmar is shooting their toes off right now. They've got to find a way offensively to get some rhythm going here and not turn that ball over. This is one of the things Bob Forsythe talked about. He says, we're not winning the turnover ratio here this season, and we've got to find a way to create turnovers instead of give them up.
Simonson to hold. And the kick coming up from Colette. Low snap again, but again, Simonson, a great job with the hold, and it's up and good, and it's 14-0 right now in favor of the Prairie Hawks. Prairie looks like a hungry team right now. They're just trending up. They're getting better and better each week.
You know, we've talked about this. A couple of weeks ago, we were down on a Thursday night at Brady Street Stadium, and we got a chance to talk before the game with some of their coaches. And, you know, you could just tell they were busting their buttons on how well this team is improving from week to week. But that improvement now is starting to show in terms of confidence that they can go out and do this against anybody. You know, the offense was just done a big favor there by the defense. But, Scott, let's just go back real quick while we've got a chance before this kickoff, and let's look at the number of points that Prairie's offense has scored in the last five games. Ottumwa, 58. Iowa City West, 43. Davenport Central, 49. Clinton, 46. Jefferson, 38. I mean, they're so used now to coming out and just marching up and down the field on people that it's becoming a habit with them, and that breeds confidence, and confidence is a dangerous, dangerous thing when you're in high school football, because it just continues to snowball, and pretty soon it's an avalanche, and right now the avalanche is all over Lindmar.
Is this safe to say the biggest offensive possession perhaps of the year for this Lindmar football program?
Yeah, it certainly is. They've got to find a way to get a first down, first of all.
Here's the kick, high, deep, and this one will go to the end zone, and Siway will hand it to the official, and it'll come out to the 20-yard line.
Now, that's an incredible kick into the wind with that height that he put on that to go into the end zone. That shows you what a strong leg that Mr. Colette has.
So the Lions with the first down at 10. This is the best field position they've started off with at the 20-yard line. Siway back into the backfield. Kirby Kerr out to the left side. Two receivers out to the right side. Shotgun snap. Back to throw Phillips. Guns the far side. Coming back, making the catch at the 23-yard line. Kirby Kerr. And hit brought down right there. After a gain, they'll give him progress to about the 25-yard line. Kerr caught 10 last week against Kennedy. Had a great second half.
Good call right there by Bob Forsythe. If you've got one guy that you know you can throw that ball to and it's going to be money in the bank, it's Kirby Kerr. And right now, to start off 2nd and 5, this is a huge improvement. Right now, they just need to get a first down.
Xavier with an early jump on Waverly Shellrock. 7-0. Here is the keeper by Phillips. Spun down in the backfield. Back at about the 17-yard line. Going to be a loss of 8 that time as I tried a little bit of, it's not so much trickeration, but just a little bit of a sleight of hand there. Didn't work.
Broderick Bohr on the blitz coming right through the A-gap there. And after the two fakes at the mesh point, looking a little bit better now between the tailback and the jet sweep man. But it just slow developing too much.
LaGrange in there at one corner. Also, Gavin Haugen in there at a corner right now for Prairie. Shotgun, Phillips back to throw on 3rd and long. Throws a deep middle and almost intercepted. Diving attempt by Zach Gansky playing defense in there as an extra defensive back. And it's going to be 4th down and long again for Lindmar.
Nicely done by Gansky there to just dive and get a hand on that baller. That's a sure completion and a first down.
14-0 Prairie. Still 4:56 time remaining in the first quarter. Kerr to punt it away once again. Line of scrimmage, the 18-yard line. Gets the snap back. Another low end-over-end kick. And will bounce out of bounds. Gets away from the punt returner, and we don't have a number on number 27. But if he does something, I'm sure Dennis will help us out with that. They're going to mark it at the 49, so Prairie's going to have excellent
excellent field position once again.
Obviously trying to kick it away from the returner there for Prairie as the ball sails out of bounds just past midfield. So, again, as you said, outstanding field position once again for the third possession here now on the night.
First down, Prairie, ball right hash mark. They empty the backfield this time. They'll send Gansky in motion. Start him to the left, back into the backfield. Long count, Simonson on the pump fake, back to throw. Going to throw deep middle and incomplete. Hit the back of Nemi Siowe as he was face guarding Zach Gansky, or excuse me, Joe Meyer. And it's second down and 10. As Ely will come into the lineup for Cedar Rapids Prairie. As that blocking back out there. First pass attempt tonight by the Hawks, and it falls incomplete. 14-0 Prairie here. Second down and 10. Meyer coming in motion to the right side, and up the middle on the handoff goes Gansky. And he got tripped up in Linmar territory. Takes it down to about the line, 46-yard line, on a pickup of 5.
Nice quick-hitting dive play there, and Gansky is so quick. Once he gets that ball in the handoff, you give him even the smallest little crease in that A-gap, and he's behind the linebackers before they can tell where he's at.
Third down, Prairie shuttling in linemen here as Hauser goes out. Mitch Nisley coming back into the ball game. Third down, a little less than 5. They need the Linmar 41-yard line. Coming up on 4 minutes remaining first quarter. Simonson sends his man in motion. They'll give it to Usher on the jet sweep. And tries to get to the outside, giving up ground. Cuts it back at the 45-yard line. Turns it up and is close to the first down marker. And going to depend on the spot, but I think they're going to give it to him at about the 41-yard line.
Long jet sweep to the wide side of the field. Strung out nicely by the defense for Linmar, and for Usher to even have a chance at making that, he had to stop, go back the opposite direction, and then dive forward to move the chains, but he did it.
Tell you, the Linmar sideline wanted a hold in a big way. About where Usher gave ground, they didn't get it. Usher out to the right side for Prairie, the lone receiver. Full house backfield. Direct snap. Coming to the left side. Little stuttered move. Trying to get away. Meyer leans ahead for about a yard. Siowe in there. Walton in there as well. And also coming up for Linmar from the defensive back spot is Logan Clark. We'll go down to Dennis here after this play and get an update coming up. As Prairie's going to go a little tempo here, a little no huddle.
Play coming in. They all check their wristbands to see what it is.
Slot right formation. Offset eye to the right. Meyer coming in motion off the fake. Gansky up the middle to the 35. Angling up to the 30, and he's got a first down. Takes it down to the Lion 26-yard line. That's 12 more and a first down. Let's go down to Dennis on the near sideline with an update.
Hey, guys, a couple of quick updates from the Prairie sideline. 68 Mitch Nisley came out, had a tape job done early on in the ball game, back in on the offensive line. And 27 is Jalen Smith for Prairie. He had a jersey change, was 26 on the roster back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thank you much. On first down, direct hand snap goes to Gansky again, spinning across the 15 and down close to the 10-yard line. Right now, Linmar has no idea who's going to run it, where they're going to go for Prairie.
Now, the misdirection and the quick-hitting nature of this offense of Mark Bliss's has just got the Linmar defense bum-fuzzled. I'm sorry, Linmar fans, it's just they're trying as hard as they can, but Prairie's offense is just shoving it down their throat right now.
And we've seen this before.
And they're not the only ones. It's
Absolutely.
Happened the last 5 weeks in a row to whoever Prairie plays.
Simonson inside handoff. Meyer cuts up to the 5-yard line, spins, and he's in for the touchdown.
Trifecta already.
Meyer with 3, this time from 12, and Prairie threatening to run away early.
Yeah, this is what Bob Forsythe, coming into this game tonight, had nightmares about, was this exact scenario happening. We've still got 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter, and they're already down 3 touchdowns. And if you look at the Linmar sideline, there's just not a lot of discussion going on. There's a lot of shoulder slumpage. And why wouldn't there be? This has happened 5 weeks in a row to the opponents, whoever Prairie plays.
You can't rep this offense in practice. Here's the extra point try. It is up, and it is good. 2:25 remaining here in the game's first quarter, and it's Prairie 21 and Linmar nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back for the kick after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field, and a 21-0 blitz here by the Prairie Hawks. But just to continue, we've seen Prairie do this against every opponent, with the exception of Washington, although they took it downfield and scored on the very first drive against the Warriors. Mo Blue said it best, you can't replicate this offense in practice.
There's nothing you can do to get a scout team to rep up this single wing attack that Mark Bliss has got his team honed. This is the second year now that he's been a Prairie indoctrinating his kids with this. And I'm telling you, they're buying in big time.
Here's Collette with the approach and the kick. This one a little shorter, and it's going to come to Siway at the 10-yard line. Up the left hash, 15, cuts it outside to the 20-yard line and brought down at the 22-yard line by Braxton Zimmerman, who gets credit for that special teams tackle. That'll be about a 13-yard return, and Linmar has to get something going now, down 21-0 from their own 23-yard line.
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but they're still looking for their first down of this game. They just need to move the chains once and then kind of see if they can get a little bit of a rhythm going right now.
McGaffey in the backfield. Kerr in the slot right, Gassman in the slot left. They'll send Gassman in motion, hand off, angling to the right side. McGaffey spun down as he got to the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. Jaden Goose in there, Hauser in there, getting up off the bottom of the pile for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And it'll be a gain of 3 coming up. Second down and 7.
Gain of 3 brings up second and 7.
21-0 in favor of the Prairie Hawks. Shotgun, Phillips on the pump fake. Chase brought down. Knifing through there, Eric Kelly from his linebacker spot.
Well, and again, every blitz that Jim Dostal, the defensive coordinator for Prairie, is dialing up seems to hit the sweet spot. No sooner could Phillips get his feet set than he had a missile bearing down on him, putting him into the turf.
Loss of 9. We're down to a minute 20 to play here in quarter number 1. Third down and a bunch for Linmar. 0-for-2 on third down tries. They empty the backfield, trips to the right side. Quick out, caught at the 10-yard line by McGaffey. Same play as he ran on third down last time with that little bunch formation, John. And
yep,
going to be way short of the first down again.
Well, those wide receiver screens to the wide side of the field are very effective if you can get your outbacks to block out there. But in every case tonight that they've thrown that wide receiver screen, the cornerbacks and the safeties for Prairie have been coming up and defeating easily those blocks and then just been having their way with the tackles.
Jalen Smith is, as Dennis told us earlier, number 27, had a jersey change. Kerr to punt, gets it away. Another low end over end kick. Line drive returnable. Muffed, and Smith will fall on it back at the 49-yard line. Prairie will retain possession with 22 seconds to play here in quarter number 1. And up 21-0 and going, well, wind has subsided. It's almost negligible down below, which is very unusual here at John Wall Field.
Yes, it is. Listen to these four possessions where the Prairie Hawks have started. Their own 43, then the Linmar 1-yard line, their own 48, and now their own 48 again.
Linmar also with 3 and out. Simonson at quarterback gets the snap. He'll take it himself off the right side to the 50, pushing blockers to the 40. Cutting to the near side. He's to the Linmar 30, to the 25-yard line, to the 20, and finally captured from behind. Trey Baker all the way down.
So that's just getting easier and easier there as the running game, although this one's coming back because of a hold. But
there it is. Yep.
Yep. It's back there on the yellow hanky's on the orange.
That's why we didn't see it.
Of the Hawk right at midfield. So, yeah, that one was just so gaping and large that there had to be some reason for that.
So that will negate a long, long run. And it'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. And it will be first down and about 15. Now make it first and 14. And let's see if Prairie tries to get the playoff before the end of the first quarter clock. They're lined up, clock down to 3, down to 2, down to 1. And they did get it off. And the direct snap right side. And this time carrying it was Braxton Zimmerman. And he'll take it for about 8 to the Linmar 48-yard line. And
again, just a simple straight-ahead run, but there were 3 other backs in the backfield going different directions. And this is one of those beautiful things about the single-wing type of offense is that you've got bodies that should be carrying balls flying in every different direction. And if the handoff is misleading enough, which it almost always is by Simonson, it's very difficult for the defenders of Linmar to figure it out.
End of the first quarter, 21-0 in favor of Cedar Rapids Prairie. We'll come back and have the second quarter for you after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to football from KGYM Sports.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you at John Wall Memorial Field as we get ready for quarter number 2. Prairie with a 21-0 lead here over the Linmar Lions. We'll give you the first quarter numbers coming up here in just a moment. Keep you updated on baseball as well. Both American League series look like they're going to be 2-0 leads right now for Cleveland and for Toronto. Simonson again off the right side, trying to strip the ball away as Garman, but he carries him for a first down, down to about the 38-yard line. That's going to be 9 more and another Prairie first down.
Simonson slow getting up here, Scott.
Yep.
He's on his back with one knee up in the air, and he's kind of favoring his right shoulder as the trainer and Mark Bliss are out immediately at the right hash mark at about the 40-yard line.
Oh, boy. And this is the last thing that Prairie fans wanted to see.
You know, when he went down, it was a hard tackle. Garman came in at the last second and was trying to strip the ball away, but Simonson did a nice job of protecting it with both hands. It didn't look awkward as he fell down, so I don't know exactly. Maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him. We hate speculating, but probably going to get a little better view from Dennis Canock down on the sideline, I would guess.
Yeah, and we'll try it with Dennis and see if he saw anything that we did not see. We'll throw it down to him while they take a look at Dakota Simonson.
Well, guys, I was downfield watching the play come at me, so I really didn't get to see the initial contact. Dakota Simonson still on his back, laying there talking to the trainers. Coach Mark Bliss out there by his side as well. Really can't get any indication in terms of the injury. Now he's coming up sitting upright, which is a good sign. So we'll just let this play out. I'll come back with an update once Dakota Simonson makes his way over here to the sidelines, and we'll have a better idea of what's going on. We'll send it back upstairs to you.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Listening to High School Football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Dennis Canock with you from John Wall Field. Number 9, Prairie, with a 21-0 lead. Here's how dominant it has been, John. Right now, total yardage in the game, 102 yards for Prairie, minus 17 for Linmar.
Yes, and that's not that they necessarily have been going backwards on each rushing play, but there have been a lot of quarterback sacks in there and tackles for loss.
Simonson's up, but, boy, he's being helped off and not putting any weight on that right foot.
Yeah, that looks like an ankle or possibly a knee, the way he's not putting any weight at all on that. So Dalton Rayner now, I believe, would be coming in to run this offense.
That is right. Dalton Rayner, 6'2", 190-pound junior, coming into the game now for the Prairie Hawks. Has had some mop-up duty, but not a whole lot more than that. And what was a very festive John Wall Field has kind of gotten silent here. Bunch formation to the right side. They'll send Meyer in motion. Direct hand snap to Zimmerman. And up the middle for a couple brought down there by Jacob McNeil along with Alex Stryker.
Dalton Rayner, the backup quarterback, in there, but he was lined up as a wide receiver on that play as the direct shot snap to the shotgun man on the Wildcat.
So it'll be second down. Seven after the pickup of three that time by Zimmerman. Came into the game with 50 yards rushing on seven carries so far on this season. Here's a double handoff coming right side. Meyer leaps the pile, gets to the 30-yard line, breaks and tackle, gets close to the 25, pushed back as he got down to the 27-yard line. Josh Strauss in there for Lindmar along with Chase Schultz.
Joe Meyer just a hard-running tailback, running back there in this offense for Mark Bliss, but showed a couple of nice stop-and-go moves on that run.
Gain of nine, and that will be another Prairie first down. What a first quarter and plus for Joe Meyer.
Yeah, the entire offense for Prairie just has the defense of Lindmar on their heels at every turn.
First down. Meyer in that slot right side. Rayner will get it. Inside handoff to Meyer again. This time Lindmar, they smelled it out and brought him down. Good tackle by Jacob McNeil, the 6 foot, 200-pound senior linebacker. Going to be a loss of one that time.
Nicely played in there by Trey Baker, who refused to get kicked out on that cross block.
We'll have scores coming up at halftime. We'll take a look at the stats as well. We'll also have an update on the first day of the state golf tournament going on today at the Tournament Club of Iowa. Second down and 12 after the loss of two. Jaden Goose in there, has the blocking back, and the direct snap, this time to Meyer with a couple blockers in front. Short gain back to the original line of scrimmage on the set of downs as he'll take it to the 25-yard line. Meyer so far, 44 yards. Well, check that. 57 yards and three touchdowns tonight. He's had a busy night.
Boy, if you told Joe Meyer coming into this game he was going to have three touchdowns in the first quarter, do you think he'd have believed you?
Nope.
I don't think so either.
Prairie, two out of two on third down tries. Third down and nine for the right hash mark. Here is Rayner. Quick pass over the far side. Wide open. Usher turns it up to the 20. To the 15 and out of bounds. And that was just a mix-up, I think, defensively. Nobody was out there to cover Levi Usher.
Wide side of the field. Usher just went out into the flat there and was all alone. The closest white jersey for the secondary of Lindmar to him was about 8 yards downfield.
First completion of the night here tonight for the Prairie offense. 9:19 to play as Usher went out of bounds. First half, 21-0 in favor of Prairie. Hawks looking very, very good tonight. Twin receivers out to the right, one to the left. Meyer, the lone setback, sends a man in motion off the fake. Meyer keeps it up the middle, sidesteps, and gets down to about the 6-yard line. For a gain of four. Siaway on the stop that time for the Lindmar defense. He's going both ways. Gassman's in there at a corner going both ways for Lindmar. And the Lions with Trey Baker on that left side defensive end spot. Isaiah Garman in there as a linebacker as well. Prairie can get a first down at the 2-yard line, so it's second down and five. Meyer running the show on the handoff, on the jet sweep, sneaking through and into the end zone for the touchdown.
Four.
Was that Meyer again? No, that was...
Thanks, Perry. Perry's for the Prairie touchdown.
Well, we'll have to find out. We didn't see the number on that one.
And I'm telling you, folks, with all of the backs crisscrossing and going opposite directions, if they don't show their back to you, it's very difficult in this single.
That's Joa Banks-Berry that scored.
Banks-Berry getting the touchdown.
He takes it in from 7 yards out. Banks-Berry on the touchdown run. Extra point by Collette is up and good. 8:39 to play here in the first half, and right now it is all Prairie at 28-0.
Four possessions yield four touchdowns, and they've been given the short field on all four of those, but still, everything's just going positive. The offensive line knocking the defense for Linmar back, but this misdirection and multiple sets just something that, as the game goes on, you're going to get it better at seeing it. But right now, you've dug a 28-0 hole, and it's not going to be much longer here, and it's not going to matter, Scott.
All right, let's go down before the kickoff to Dennis. He's got an update. Dennis, go ahead.
And we have an update on Dakota Simonson. He is still on the sidelines on the trainer's table down here, having that right knee worked on. The trainer's been doing some therapy on it, moving his leg around, trying to gauge his exact injury. He's still on his back. Coach Mark Bliss just came over, had a word with him and the trainer. So we'll just keep our eyes on it, and we'll update you as we know more down here. Back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Mark Bliss just came over again to talk to his quarterback. Here's the approach, and now with the win, Collette will kick it away, and this one will go into the end zone. I think halftime can't get here quick enough for Bob Forsythe.
It's making me flash back to my coaching days, Scott. And, you know, as a coach, you always hope for the best, but in the back of your mind were these nightmare scenarios. And I used to have nightmare scenarios sometimes where we would go to halftime and didn't have a first down yet. And I know there's 8.5 minutes here left in this second quarter, but right now, Linmar doesn't have a first down, and it's just not able to get any rhythm of any kind on offense.
Lions with Siway, the lone setback. He'll get it. Sneaks through the right side and gets about three, maybe four. 23-yard line, 24-yard line. As in there on the stop was Zach Gansky. He's playing both ways. And also the stop, Derek Horak.
That means Siway running hard. Met resistance right away at the line of scrimmage and still dragged a couple of tacklers with him for about a 3-yard gain.
Sideways second carry. He's got positive 2 yards now. Lions will send a man in motion. Back to throw. Phillips looking left side. Has time. Throws near sideline. Sliding catch made at about the 30-yard line. Aaron Pistolka on the catch. And see if they move the chain. Should be enough for a first down.
And that's a good feeling right now if you're Linmar, because now you can maybe start to relax a little bit and start running a little bit of your offense, because you know that you've got a lot of different capabilities here. You just haven't been able to get it going, but maybe that's going to be the impetus that gets things started for you.
First down of the ball game for the Linmar offense. Four receivers in the game. Straight ahead, handoff, big hole. Siaway cuts into the outside, 45-50, and caught from behind by Jaden Goose as he gets down to the Prairie 45-yard line for a gain of 25.
Nemi Siaway says, I'm tired of tackling everybody. Give me that ball. I want to run it.
Philly Siaway.
Philly Siaway, the move in from Philadelphia.
First down at the 45. Ball left hash mark. 7.5 to play first half. 28-0. Prairie on top. Bunch formation up top for Linmar. One receiver to the left. Phillips back to throw. Being pressured. Spins away. Rolls to the right side. Still holding it and gets rid of it into the ground. And a penalty flag will come out. This is probably going to be grounding.
Or roughing.
Eric Kelly was there. He laid the wood to Reese Phillips.
Phillips did get rid of that ball and then was waylaid. And I mean hard and viciously by Kelly.
Well, we'll see what the officials are going to call here. It's going to be a personal foul against Prairie.
It's going to be roughing the passer. He hit him well after that ball was thrown.
That's going to be a 15-yard penalty. third penalty on the Prairie Hawks tonight.
Yeah, and just like that, the big run by Nemi Siaway, and now the 15-yard roughing the passer call. Lindmar down threatening at the 30-yard line of Prairie now. Their defense kind of looking around, pointing at people.
First and 10 from the Prairie 30-yard line. Four-man front for the Hawks. They empty the backfield. Siaway in motion. Here comes a blitz. Phillips back to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Being chased. Turns it upfield. Tight roping the sideline. Lowered the shoulder and got some extra yardage out of it. He didn't go out of bounds or slide. And he got 11 in the first down.
Had a violent collision right along the sideline there with one of the defensive backs for Prairie.
Now we're going to get a Prairie defensive timeout here.
I like this call by Mark Bliss.
Kind of bring everybody over here. They're still looking at Dakota Simonson, but now his shoulder pads are off. And they're still working that right knee. It's got to be a knee because that's what they're looking at at this point. Joel Collette over there as well and kind of trying to determine exactly what the problem is.
Most of the coaching staff out in the offensive huddle for Lindmar right now, and they are excited, trying to get their guys pumped up. They know they need to put this ball in the end zone, get some points on the board. And with their fifth possession of the night, finally getting untracked here a little bit, but also with the help of a penalty, a personal foul penalty by Prairie.
End of the first quarter up in Waverly, and this was supposed to be Xavier's toughest game of the district.
I'm afraid of what you're going to say.
22-0 after the first quarter in favor of the Saints.
Dwayne Schulte's Saints are just making a mockery of that district that they are in. They are in District 3 of 3A, and it's just right now, Scott, it's Xavier and everybody else.
We're going to see the Saints next Friday night. Here is the handoff, and Siaway gets blasted, and the ball may have came loose. Prairie said there was a fumble, but the officials are saying that Lindmar kept possession.
Prairie coaches are even signaling that it's a fumble.
Going to be second down, though, but it is going to be a loss of a couple there by Nemi Siaway. Jaden Goes was in there. Anywhere Jaden goes, usually good things happen for the Prairie defense.
And he's been all over the field tonight. That old big 44 has just been flying to the ball.
Second down and 12. 6.5 to play first half. 28-0. Prairie on top. Wide side of the field to the left. Phillips on the keeper. Gets to the 20. Being pushed ahead by his line and gets down to about the Prairie 18. Make it the 17-yard line. But it is going to be third down and about 8 coming up.
Big Cal Henick down there gumming up the works right in between the A-gap there. With his flowing locks coming out the back, just like his dad.
He's got a little sunshine thing going on.
I saw Mom Kim tonight on my way up here, and she's got some fairly long hair, too. And she says, I got the longest hair in the family.
Is that going to stick around for wrestling, though?
probably not.
Third down and 8 for Lindmar. Direct snap back. Phillips looking, flushed out of the pocket, chased by Henick. Rolling to the right side and going to have to go out of bounds. And Lindmar wants a late hit. So far, no penalty flags.
Yeah, I think that was the downs marker or one of the chainsmen that didn't drop their utensil there, which is what made that look a little suspicious on the sideline.
Fourth down coming up. I don't know. We do have a penalty flag. We do have a penalty back at the 24-yard line. And this one's going to go backwards. Going to be a hold, it looks like, here on Lindmar.
Boy, and just when Lindmar gets down within striking range into the red zone, now they're shooting themselves in the foot again.
Yep, holding on Lindmar. And it will be accepted by Prairie. 10 yards from the spot, and that was 6 yards behind the line. Third down. And 23 coming up for Lindmar. Pastolka out to the left side. Gassman and Hilsebeck to the right side. Kerr in the slot left. Long count. Phillips on the pump fake. Back to throw. Guns the right side. Overshot his man. Incomplete. Going for Gassman. And now it will be fourth down. Well, what do you do here? Fourth and 23.
Well, it's too far for a field goal, that's for sure. I don't think you gain a whole lot by punting it right now. You got to go for it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's going to be a long conversion, however.
They do have ice now at Dakota Simonson's right knee. Lindmore will go for it on fourth down here. Down 28 to nothing on the Prairie 34-yard line. One set back, Gassman in motion. High snap brought down. Phillips back to throw. Pressured. Gets away from one. Steps up in the pocket. Going to have to run and going to be way short of the first down. Caught from behind. Kelly was there. Also, Zach Gansky on the stop, and it will go over on downs to Prairie, and they'll have it on the 30-yard line.
Well, that's disappointing that Lindmar did not get any points on the board with that deep penetration, getting down to the Prairie 19, but yet showing signs of life, Scott. They're starting to fight back a little bit here and getting some rhythm offensively.
And I know Bob Forsythe not going to be happy about the score, but he's going to be happy that there's still some fight in his Lions. First down, Prairie Hawks with the backup quarterback, Dalton Rayner, in there. They'll send Meyer in motion off the fake. Up the middle, this is Gansky keeping in on the direct snap, and he's brought down after a pickup of maybe a dozen, perhaps 13, out to the 43-yard line. It'll be another Prairie first down.
Touchdown-saving tackle there by John Strauss. If he doesn't come up and wrap that up, that goes the distance.
That's a gain of 13 and a first down.
Strauss coming all the way across the field there on rundown from his free safety position.
From the 43-yard line, first down, Rayner in there at quarterback, and he will get the snap on the handoff on the sweep, cutting it back up the middle. 45, Meyer to the 50, to the 45, cuts it outside, down the numbers, to the 30, to the 20, cuts it back at the 10-yard line, still on his feet, spinning away, and finally brought down at about the Lions' 7-yard line. That was one of the best runs in the year.
And who got downfield in front of him to throw the last block before he got tackled, Scott? Did you see that?
I did not.
Number 8, the quarterback, Dalton Rayner.
How about that? What a first half for Joe Meyer. McNeil on the stop, first and goal for the Prairie Hawks.
It's not very often on a 35-40-yard run like that that you see the quarterback sprinting downfield to get in front of it all and make the last block. That's impressive by Mr. Rayner.
Rayner's going to come out now, so Prairie's going to go with that big look in the backfield.
Yep, three fullbacks in between the tackles.
Yeah, Ely's in there, Goose is in there, and also Horak in there. Going to be a direct snap to Meyer. He's already got three touchdowns. He'll try the left side, cuts it back up the middle, and gets down to about the 3-yard line. Ankle tackled, saved a touchdown. What a first half for Joe Meyer. Well over 100 yards and three touchdowns so far. As Prairie leads it 28 to nothing. And a second down and goal at the 3. Usher out to the right side, same formation. Meyer calling signals, gets a snap, comes left, stutter move, goes for the end zone, and it will be close. Did he make it? No, going to be just short. Inside the 1-yard line. Josh Strauss on the stop, and it's third down with 3:33 to play first half.
Well, I think the nose of that ball is as close to the goal line as it can possibly be without having scored a touchdown.
Chance Halfhill will come in now for Prairie as an extra blocker. Again, the three fullbacks in front of Joe Meyer. Calling signals. High snap. Brought it down. Right side. Slanting in. Touchdown. Fourth touchdown of the night for Joe Meyer. This one from a yard out, and Prairie 34 to nothing right now over Lindmar.
This is just one of the most impressive running attacks that we've seen in a long, long time, Scott. There's nothing that Lindmar's defense can do to slow it down. And it's not just Lindmar. Go back the last five games. There's nothing anybody in the last five games has been able to do to slow it down.
Prairie Hawks within a extra point of possibly getting the clock going continuously in the second half. Still a long way to go, though. Collette's kick is up and good. 3:10 to play here in the first half. It's Cedar Rapids Prairie 35 and Linmar nothing. And we'll come back with a kick. After this timeout, you're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead.
High school football here tonight, week 7 here on KGYM. We're going to go down to Dennis coming up after this play here. 35-0 in favor of Prairie. First down for Linmar, one setback. Shotgun formation for Phillips on the handoff. McGaffey up the middle, pushed ahead close to the 25-yard line for the senior, Brennan McGaffey. Let's go down to Dennis on the sideline with an update.
Guys, quick update on the sideline. Dakota Simonson update. Still on the training table, has that leg elevated. Ice on that knee, as I reported earlier. They are focused on the knee. He will be out of the ball game for the duration of the night, no doubt about that. Hopefully that injury will not be too serious. Back upstairs to you.
All right. That's the only blemish in what has been a terrific first half for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Back to throw is Phillips. Going to gun the right side, and it's caught by Gassman and spins ahead to about the 31-yard line. And they will move the chains on the gain of 6, it looks like, and that will be a Linmar first down. Second catch of the night for Josh Gassman. Linmar with 2:25 yet to play here in the first half. And all three of their timeouts remaining here. Prairie looks to get the ball first when we start the second half. Back to throw is Phillips. Going to throw deep right side. Going for Gassman down the sideline. He's got it in stride. Beautiful throw and catch all the way down to about the 31-yard line of Prairie.
Well, when Reese Phillips has time to set his feet and throw the ball, he's as good as any quarterback in the state. And that sideline bomb hit Gassman perfectly in stride, and had he not been pushed out at the last second, that goes the distance. That's a thing of beauty right there.
Xavier scored again, 36-0. Hand off up the middle to McGaffey. Started to penetrate the 30-yard line, then got shoved back. Brody Bohr leading the way.
Well, and about four other black shirts right behind him.
McGaffey, 4 carries now for 8 yards. We're under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Linmar would love to get something on the board right here.
Well, it'd be a huge lift for them going in here to halftime to not have that goose egg on the score and know that they're going to come out to a continuous clock.
Aaron Neibauer into the ball game for the Lions. 4 receivers, 1 setback. Phillips to throw. Blitz coming. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolling right. Throwing long into the end zone. Knocked down. Levi Usher. Coming from his free safety spot. Did exactly what you're supposed to do and are taught to do. Knock it down.
Receiver for Linmar just standing there by himself, waiting in the end zone for the ball to come down to him. That was Aaron Niebauer, but great job of breaking on that ball, as you said, by Usher.
So it's third down. Linmar 0-for-3 on third down tries from the 29-yard line. They need to get down to the Prairie 21. High snap brought down. Phillips to throw. Going to throw deep. Right side. Going for the end zone again. And Gassman comes up with it. Was he inbounds?
Yes.
Touchdown.
Same play. Gassman just outrunning down the sideline there and then waiting for the ball to come down to him. And again, Reese Phillips hitting him perfectly in stride.
What a great throw. And a terrific catch. That was pretty good coverage from Jalen Smith.
Huge shot in the arm for Linmar.
And the Lions score, like we said, still plenty of time there in that first half to get it. Cochran's extra point is up and good. How many times have we seen two lefty kickers in the same game?
Just doesn't look right.
But we got him tonight.
It just doesn't look right.
Gassman with his fourth touchdown grab of the year there. And my goodness, did Linmar need that one, the 29-yarder, to get on the board. It's now Prairie 35 and Linmar 7. I believe they said it was good.
I believe it was too, but we just haven't seen it put up on the scoreboard yet.
So that drive didn't take a whole lot of time.
Two long sideline passes to Gassman. Reese Phillips just showing what a strong arm he has when you run that nine route down the sideline.
And what a good athlete he is.
There's the seven, Scott.
All right, there we go. We weren't seeing things. LaGrange will drop along with Meyer for the Prairie Hawks. At about the 8-yard line, they'll set up twin safeties to get the Cochran kick. Well, if you're Linmar, maybe you do something.
I was just thinking onside kick.
Yeah.
I was just thinking it.
Perhaps try it out. Why not?
Give Phillips one. If you can get this back, give Phillips one more shot down there, one or two more shots.
They will kick it fairly deep, and we'll come to LaGrange. Camps under it at the 10. Straight ahead, 15 to the 20. A little stop-and-go move, 25, 30, and brought down at the 31-yard line. Tackle for Linmar. Jordan Balk makes the stop after the 21-yard return by the senior Preston LaGrange. And Prairie will have it on the 31.
This will be their sixth offensive possession of the first half, and the first five all yielded touchdowns.
Dodgers have beaten the Nationals 4-3 as Clayton Kershaw beats Max Scherzer. Bunch formation for Prairie. They'll send Meyer in motion off the fake on the keeper. This is Gansky angling left and gets to about the 35-yard line. Rayner, he's been in there at quarterback.
Yes.
They've moved him around, but he really hasn't handled the ball a lot yet.
He hasn't, but he doesn't look shy out there. He looks like he knows exactly what he wants to do.
We'll talk with head coach Mark Bliss coming up going into the halftime break, which is less than a minute away. Prairie with a second down, and we'll call it a long five from the Hawk 36. Direct snap, and coming right side, lowering the shoulder, Meyer, or check that, Gansky, and gets to about the 40-yard line.
Dalton Rayner, the ball carrier.
Well, they may have been Rayner that time, Ken. It was Dalton Rayner's first carry.
Nemi Siaway getting up a little gingerly there after that tackle. And why not? He has been a defensive ramming machine here in this first half. This is the best defensive game we've seen him have.
Prairie does not have to run another play. It is third down and one off the fake. Rayner back to throw. Throws left side. Man wide open. Caught 50. 45 to the 40-yard line. And that is 82. We don't have an 82, of course. Maybe that's Stuart Boston, who might have changed things up on us. And with 2 seconds to play, I think we're going to get a Prairie timeout. And we will.
Going to take one shot at that end zone, and they've got enough space there that they can make this work if they so choose to go that direction.
Pretty good pass right there as well from Rayner.
Well, it was a nice cross, a back against the grain pass, totally caught. the defenders for Lindmar sleeping as they were all flowing to the wide side of the field, and then the receiver cut back against the grain, and there was enough play action misdirection in the backfield that it opened him up there all alone down on the Lindmar side of the field there.
35-7 in favor of Prairie. And 2 seconds remain for one final throw to the end zone here for Dalton Rayner. Levi Usher has been the big play guy so far this year for the Prairie Hawks. We'll get a word with head coach Mark Bliss coming up at halftime. Rayner, a quarterback in the backfield, back to throw. He has time. Loads up the gun. Throws it right side. Catch made by Meyer at the 15-yard line. In traffic and put down. It'll be good numbers. He'll take it down to the 14-yard line. That is a 24-yard pass and catch, but that's the end of the first half of play. What a first half for the Prairie Hawks. They lead it 35-7 here at the break. And we will get a word with Dennis and Mark Bliss.
All right, down here with Prairie coach Mark Bliss, 35-7 at the half. Pretty much have had your way offensively and defensively in this ball game. Started out very hot, scored coming down the field right away, and then the big defensive recovery at the one really set the tone for the first half. Your thoughts?
Thoughts are we're about as effective as we could be in the first half. Hopefully we can keep playing with the tempo we got going and avoid any penalties or avoid any mistakes going in the second half.
You lost your starting quarterback to injury, but you really haven't missed a beat offensively. Just keep mixing things up and handing it to different guys.
That's all we're trying to do. Like I said, our kids understand if one man goes down, another man's got to step up.
All right, great job first half. Good.
God bless.
All right, thank you. Guys, there you go. Prairie coach Mark Bliss, very satisfied with the performance, and why not? Up 35-7 over a very good Lindmar team. Here at the half, we'll try to get a word with Lindmar head coach Bob Forsyth coming up at the conclusion of the halftime. Guys, back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you. As the Cedar Rapids Prairie Marching Band under the direction of the great and colorful Craig Oney.
Yeah, and speaking of Craig Oney, can I just throw out this observation? I've never, and we've seen a lot of band directors in high school football games, Scott, but I've never seen a band director who is down on the sideline going up and down the field during the game.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to the coaches. He's exhorting the players out on the field. He's right up there on the boundary of the sideline, and he's encouraging the football players, stalking like a caged lion. He is. I'm not exaggerating. It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah, we'll come back, talk halftime with you here from John Wall Memorial Field after this two-minute timeout. Halftime score, number 9, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 35, and the Lindmar Lions, 7. Back after this two-minute timeout on KGYM.
When I heard the founders of Firehouse Subs were working on under 500-calorie subs, I had to laugh. A lot. Deeply. But when I tasted the Hook and Ladder Light with all that famous Firehouse flavor for just $5.49, with steamed turkey, ham, and Monterey Jack on a light roll with veggies, mustard, and light mayo, I quit laughing. I wasn't too full or filled. I was fulfilled. The Firehouse Subs Hook and Ladder Light. Believe in the hero of all subs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Oh, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
Time was running out as the team came to the line.
Bradshaw! Enough about your glory days.
Boss, I was telling them how Ferguson helps pro contractors stay competitive, even against the big boys. Whether it's helping them get those hard-to-find plumbing repair parts, offering the latest in power tools, or staying wide open all day long, there's plenty in Ferguson's playbook to give small contractors the edge. Plus, with so many counter locations coast to coast, Ferguson always gives them the home team advantage.
Nice, rookie. Find out how Ferguson delivers for trade contractors at Ferguson.com.
Bradshaw! Bradshaw!
Bradshaw!
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back here at Prairie, Scott Udash, John Hegarty, Dennis Kanaka with you as the Prairie Marching Band performing here at the break. Prairie performed during the first half, 35-7, jumped out to a 35-0 lead in this one. And aside from the injury to the quarterback, boy, Prairie looked like a well-oiled machine.
And they've been doing this for the last 5 weeks. This is nothing new. It's not any disgrace to Linmar because they're just the latest in the line of people that are unable to stop this Mark Bliss juggernaut of a rushing attack.
Yeah, and you take a look at Prairie. We said during the pregame, Linmar had to stop Prairie from running the football. They haven't done it so far. 219 yards in the first half that Prairie put together.
Yeah, nobody can. Very seldom do they throw the ball, only as a changeup or maybe just as kind of a novelty. But they just basically line up in a tight formation with people in different places all the time. Sometimes they'll jump sides of the field before the ball's snapped. Other times it's just total misdirection with backs crossing and going in different directions. And who's going to get the ball? You don't know. The deceptive handoffs, very, very difficult to read your keys. And it's not just Linmar that's been having this problem. It's everybody they've played since week one when they lost to Washington, the only team that's beaten them.
Four touchdowns in the first half for Joe Meyer. Joe Banks Berry also with a touchdown run in the first half. Meyer scores from 15, 1, 12, and 1 yard out. Linmar did get something going before the half on a Reese Phillips to Josh Gassman touchdown pass from 29 yards out. And other than that, though, it's been all Prairie.
Okay, so let's talk about what Bob Forsythe is doing in the halftime locker room right now. You're not going to blow a gasket. There's nothing to be gained by getting upset with your team right now. In fact, I think what you do is just the opposite. You say, all right, on the last defensive stand, you kept them out of the end zone. On our last offensive possession, we took the ball downfield and we scored by driving the field. Those are positives to end the first half. Forget that the score is 35-7 right now, and let's go back to being 0-0, and let's come out and let's win the second half and see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may.
Let's take a look at the stats in the first half of play in this one. Total yardage, 279 yards right now for Prairie, 115 for the Linmar Lions. For Prairie on the ground, 219 yards, 60 yards through the air. Dalton Rayner was 3-for-3 for 60 yards in that first half. Dakota Simonson was 0-for-1 before he left with the knee injury. A catch to piece for Levi Usher, Joe Meyer, and we believe it was Stuart Boston with that catch. We'll have to confirm if he had a number change on that one. On the ground, Joe Meyer leading the way. 14 carries, 112 yards, and 4 touchdowns. In that first half of play, Zach Gansky with 7 carries for 66 yards. Simonson with 2 carries before the injury for 14 yards. Zimmerman, 2 carries for 11 yards. Also, Banks Berry with the carry for 7 yards and a touchdown. Rayner carried it once for 4. Usher carried it once for 5. 15 first downs in the first half for Cedar Rapids Prairie. 3 penalties in the game for a total of 30 yards, and they have the only sack of the night. For the Linmar Lions, 115 total yards on the ground, 37 on the ground, 78 through the air. Reese Phillips, 8 of 11 in the first half. for 78 yards and one touchdown. That went to Josh Gassman, who's caught four tonight for 75 yards. One catch for Kirby Kerr. That was only for 5 yards. McGaffey has caught two. Pistolka has caught one as well. Lindmar with 7 first downs, 2 penalties for a total of 18 yards, and they have the only turnover of the game, and that led directly to a Cedar Rapids Prairie touchdown. Third down conversions, Prairie 4 of 4. Doesn't get any better than that in the first half, and Lindmar 1 out of 4. Lions were 0 for 1 on fourth down tries in that first half of play. Time of possession fairly even, 12 minutes 22 seconds for the Prairie Hawks to 11:38 for Lindmar here at halftime. But Prairie's running game, that was the key and the big stat of the first half.
Yeah, and I just don't know what the answer is to stopping them. You can bring in guys and try and pack the box as much as you can. Okay, Lindmar did that. They had 7 guys up in the box at the line of scrimmage several times. But Prairie, when you bring up 3 fullbacks and have them lined up in front of the shotgun quarterback, I mean, that's a lot of beef in there blocking. And add on top of that, not only do you have the whole line in front of you with 1 tight end, if sometimes 2, and 3 fullbacks in front of you, then you've got to throw the misdirection in there, Scott. I just don't know what more you can do than to bring every one of your 11 guys up to the line of scrimmage. And Lindmar's almost done that. There's just, it's a body on a body, and it's a numbers game, and it's misdirection, and you just don't know. And there's no way that you can ever rep it up with your scout team, so good luck.
Yeah, and Prairie, like I said, not the first team that the Hawks have done this to so far here. Let's try to see if we can get some scores here. We're going to try to get a word with head coach Bob Forsythe. I understand if he might not be in a talking mood.
And you know what? I don't think that I would blame him if he just said to Dennis, you know what, we're going to go 0-0 in our minds, and we're just going to make the best of the second half.
Yeah. All right, halftime scores. The big one up, they're actually playing this one up at Upper Iowa's Eyescheid Stadium. Union leading Waukon at halftime. That's by a score of 23-8. Big one out west, Creston leading Glenwood at halftime. That's 14-10. As the terrific performance by the Prairie Band, I believe, comes to a close here. And we'll try to get you some more scores coming up here. As we mentioned, we'll try to get a word as well with head coach Bob Forsythe. See if we can get a word with him coming up here from the Lindmar sidelines. 20-16, North Lynn leads Edco right now. Halftime, Xavier all over Waverly Shellrock. That by a score of 36-0.
Ouch.
Madrid over Eagle Grove, 56-8. And let's see what else we have here. See if we can get a score from the big game out at Kingston Stadium here. As that one going on out there between Iowa City West and Kennedy. Halftime, West 17, Kennedy nothing.
Wow.
At the halftime
break. West saying, don't bury us just yet.
Now, what would that do? It keeps West alive.
It does, but they've got one loss in their district already, and that being to these Prairie Hawks.
So that would put Prairie in the driver's seat.
It would put Prairie in the driver's seat if they hold on to win this game. And then it would bring up that big Week 9 showdown between Prairie and Kennedy. And then now all of a sudden, if you get a three-way tie in there, now you're looking at the old 17-point rule.
Yeah.
It comes down to statistics, maybe.
And, boy, if you're a coach, you just want to stay away from that 17-point rule because you don't want your season coming down to something like that.
Yeah, and trust us, we don't have time to go through that right now. But suffice it to say, maybe just with this little caveat, Scott, there are a lot of teams right now that know in these last 3 weeks that their margin of victory against whoever their opponent is to be needs to be at least 17 points.
Absolutely. Also at halftime, Muscatine on top of City High, 14-6 right now.
And you know what? Not surprising me whatsoever. That Alfonso Soko is a force of nature. If you've never seen him, that's one special running back.
All the scores coming up after the game on the KGYM Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. And that will take you up through midnight tonight. And they'll get everything taken care of as far as Eastern Iowa scores, top 10 scores, some reports, and more. But I can't tell you what's going to happen in the East. Every week it changes on this side of the state of Iowa.
Well, it really does. You know, there were the prevailing thought, I'll say, the common thought, up until last week when Cedar Falls took care of Cedar Rapids, Washington, was that Washington would have been the class by virtue of their one-point win at Bettendorf. But with that upset by Cedar Falls, I got to think that just throws a big monkey wrench into the works. And, you know, I would have said that Kennedy was right up there knocking on, but now they're down big, 17-0 to Iowa City West. And now here's Prairie making their case. Hey, what about us? So it's wide open field. I don't know exactly what's going to happen in 4A on the eastern half. The only thing I can tell you for sure is that over on the western half, it's Valley Dowling, number one and number two, and then the best of the rest after that.
Yeah, and good luck. We'll see how it all plays out. But there's a lot of football yet to be played until that final game in mid to late November coming up at the Uni Dome. 35-7 here as Prairie on the field here at John Wall Memorial, and we are awaiting the Linmar Lions coming up. And I believe Linmar making their way out as well. They chose to go back to the school. Sometimes visiting teams stay in the south end zone.
It's an easy choice when it's cold like tonight.
Yes. All right, let's go down to Bob with Dennis.
Bob Forsyth down here on the side. Linmar coach Bob Forsyth. A lot going on down here. Coach, down 35-7 at the half. Some positives, though. You were able to get a score there at the end, held Prairie out of the end zone at the end. Back on the scoreboard, what are you looking for in the second half?
Always great effort from our kids, right? Every snap, no matter what. And we got good kids, and I know they'll work hard to do that. But we want great effort every snap. If we can try to make a little run here and try to get back into it, that would be great. And no matter what, I want great effort by them and great, just great competitiveness by them. And I know they'll give it.
Still a lot of fight in your ball club, especially at the end of the first half there. Stopping that Prairie running game probably will be paramount to any success in the second half, I would imagine.
Well, absolutely. You know, they do a nice job of executing their offense, and we've got to do a much better job of tackling, and just, you know, we haven't done a great job of that, but a lot of it's a credit to them. They've done a really nice job.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time very much. Good luck in the second half.
Okay, thanks.
All right. There you guys go. Linmar Coach Bob Forsyth, my mistake, I apologize, and back upstairs to you guys.
All right, Dennis, thank you, and thanks to Bob for joining us there.
A very gracious Bob Forsyth.
35-7 lead here at the halftime break for the Prairie Hawks. And we'll go ahead and take a one-minute break and come back for the third quarter kickoff here from John Wall Memorial Field. So back after this, you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back at Prairie, getting ready for the second half of football here tonight, as it'll be Prairie getting the ball first here in the second half. Austin Cochran will tee it up at about the 40-yard line. Prairie 5-1, 2-0 in district number 8 of 4A. Linmar 2-4, 1-1 in district play. As We get into week 7. A lot of, well, not going to say a lot, but a few playoff spots are going to be taken care of by the time some athletes go to put the head on the pillow tonight.
No doubt about it. There's one score I'm going to be looking very closely at tonight, Scott, in 3A, and that's number 1 Pella versus number 3 Norwalk.
Yep. And I'm going to be looking for that one. I'm also going to be looking for Cedar Falls, Waterloo West.
So is all the Washington faithful.
Cochran with the kick. Warriors are up at Mason City tonight. Ball is going to be picked up at about the 8-yard line. LaGrange coming to the right side, trying to get to the corner and got it to the 15, to the 20, 25, got a block to the 30, down the near sideline and out of bounds. Good return as he takes it back to the 43-yard line. Aaron Pastalka on the special team stop. But when you muff that kickoff, sometimes you get a pretty good return, and that's what happened.
You know, it's funny, we see that so often that you'd think that the team coming downfield would just be able to snuff that way inside the 20 and make a long field, but LaGrange picked that up, ran all the way across to the other side of the field, got the corner turned, no contain by the kickoff team coming down for Linmar.
Dalton Rayner, the quarterback, of course, keep in mind, Dakota Simonson out with the right knee injury. Rayner will send Meyer in motion. Direct snap to Gansky up the middle. 45 to the 50, and Josh Strauss brings him down on a solo tackle. But not before Gansky picks up about 9 yards right up the middle, running behind Calvin Heenick.
Prairie's offense just picking right up where they left off in the first half. The black shirts pushing the white shirts back, and everything full flow between the tackles, just running for positive yardage.
Second down. Rayner again. With one setback on his left, Rayner on the inside, handoff, and here comes Meyer already with 4 touchdowns. And he's got a first down here. Jace Myers brings him down from behind at the 43, but Prairie will pick up their 16th first down.
Nice ISO block on a full on a linebacker there by Hunter Ely, who just rocked that backwards.
So first and 10 at the 43. We'll get down to Dennis with an update coming up here after this play. 35-7, Prairie on top. They'll send Joe Meyer to the left side, Gansky to the right. They'll send Gansky in motion. He'll get it. And Gansky coming on the jet sweep. Looked like it was going to be a reverse job, but Linmar gummed it up. Brought him down for a loss back at the 44. All right, let's go down to Dennis on the sidelines.
Guys, it took a little bit, but we finally were able to root out who 82 was. It's Stuart Boston. Showing 88 on our roster, but switched to jersey 82 back upstairs.
All right. We thought that was who it was, but always good to have confirmation. Second down and 11. Meyer in the slot right side. Here is the direct snap. Gansky up the middle, just lowers the shoulder and pushes a line down to the 39-yard line. Going right through there, and Isaiah Garman gets credit for the stop.
8 guys defensively for Linmar brought up inside the box there. They're trying everything they can do to stuff bodies in the box. Prairie's offensive line and upset fullbacks just still pushing them back.
2 minutes into the second half, third down. We'll call it a long 6 coming up. Bunch formation to the right side. Here is the sweep by Gansky. Turns it up 35, splits defenders. Tripped up as he gets inside the 30 down to the 29.
See, and that's the beauty of what Mark Bliss does with his offense is he sees all the defenders inside the box all jammed up inside there, and then he just runs around the outside.
Yep. Saw that against Davenport Central. They did the exact same thing. Prairie started to go outside. Ely, the blocking back left side, slot left side for Meyer. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Inside handoff on the counter to Meyer. Turns it up 25 to the 20 and put down from behind by Isaiah Garman. But not until he gets down to about the Lion 17. That's going to be another Prairie first down.
When again, you see what you can do to bottle up in between the tackles. Then they run around the outside of you. You try and contain that and set it off. What do they do, Scott? They come back with counter back the opposite direction.
129 yards for Joe Meyer tonight.
I'm telling you, Mark Bliss understands the running game offense like I've never seen another high school coach.
Play clock at 12. Direct snap. Gansky bounces off the pile and then caught by Isaiah Garman. Right about the point of attack. Jace Myers there as well. Going to be no gain, and it'll be second down and 10. If Prairie puts in a touchdown here, we'll get an extra point. The continuous clock will commence. Hard to believe. Did not see that coming tonight. Keep you updated on that Kennedy Iowa City West score tonight as well. Second down, a little more than 10. They send Meyer in motion. He'll get it on the sweep. Coming to the left side, spins away from one tackler and can't get away from another. And getting him that time. Thought I saw 77 in there. And that was Baylor Pree. And he's been on the IR pretty much all year for Linmar.
You know, all 11 jerseys now, white jerseys for Linmar, just flowing up when they read the handoff. And, you know, I got to think that if Mark Bliss is getting the word from up here in the press box by his assistant coaches, the way these guys are flying up, that if you just do a little play-action passing, you're probably going to have a receiver wide open.
Going to get a Prairie timeout here with 8:05 to play here in the third quarter and a third and 10. Prairie is 5 out of 5 on third downs tonight. They've ran for almost 250 yards, if not over 250 yards now. Again, aside from losing your starting quarterback, it's been just a picture-perfect night for the Prairie Hawks.
And I wouldn't be surprised here if the tight end Stuart Boston doesn't get involved in some kind of play action here on this third down conversion. Now, they are well inside four down territory, so they're going to have a couple of plays that they can call here.
That was Boston's first catch of the year earlier on.
Yeah, and he's hot right now, so I got to think they wonder if they're going to come back to him.
We shall see. Prairie out of the huddle. They'll have the ball on the left hash mark coming up here. It'll be third down and 10 coming up for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Usher, wide receiver to the right side. They'll send Meyer in motion off the fake. Rayner is back to throw. Guns to right side. Catch made and down. Gansky close to the 5-yard line. And that's going to be a Prairie first down.
Yep. You knew it was going to have to be play action of some kind. And the way that the defense for Linmar has been biting up, that was a very nice call to go out in the flat there.
Gain of 12 and a first and goal coming up for Cedar Rapids Prairie. They'll mark it just outside the 6-yard line of Linmar. LaGrange and Meyer, receivers to the left, Usher to the right side. Rayner and Gansky in the backfield. Direct snap, Gansky off the right side on the cutback, gets close to the end zone. They're going to bring him down at about, well, they're going to say his knee touch back at the 3. I'd like to get Gansky maybe a touchdown here. And here comes the big package for Prairie.
This will be the jumbo package coming in now. Some wholesale changes, bigger bodies entering, and the quicker, more fleet-footed ones exiting. This is not going to be anything fancy here. They're just going to put a hat on a hat and try and go into the end zone.
Down to 12 in the play clock. Prairie still in the huddle. Meyer is going to be the center here. Or excuse me, the quarterback, I beg your pardon. Play clock at 4. Play clock at 3. Will they get it off? No, Mark Bliss is going to get a timeout. And that stops the clock with 6:54 to play here in the game. Or in the third quarter, I beg your pardon. And second down and goal. I don't think it's going to be any mystery what's going to happen on this play.
No, you've got 3 shots from the 3-yard line. I think everything's going to be straight ahead. Don't look for any jet sweep handoffs. I wouldn't imagine that they would pass, but they've had their way with just going straight between the tackles tonight.
Yep, and I think they're going to try it again. You got three defensive linemen snorting out there in front of you. And
as many as 3 fullbacks that are right behind them. So, you know, so hard to stop. I mean, you bring all your bodies defensively up to try and pack it in there and negate that, and then they run around you. Or they do some kind of a counterplay to come back to the opposite side. It's just a well-oiled machine that Mark Bliss has right now offensively. This running attack is so impressive.
Marshalltown leading Fort Dodge 7-0.
And there's the 3 fullbacks.
The 1 setback. That is Meyer, gets a direct snap, right side, cuts it back, and did he get in? And yes, he did. Touchdown number 5 for Joe Meyer tonight. Joe Meyer carries for the Prairie. 5th touchdown. And Prairie now within an extra point of getting the continuous clock going.
Well, Meyer had three touchdowns before the first quarter was over tonight. Now he tacks on his fifth one of the evening. And, well, that's a big night for that young man.
What a drive to start the second half. 5 minute and 11 second drive.
Now, these snaps back to the holder haven't been beautiful tonight.
And a new holder in there.
That's right.
Keep in mind, with Simonson out, good snap this time, and the kick on its way, and it is good. So we'll get the continuous clock going. 42-7, Prairie on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to John Wall Field after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Back at John Wall Memorial Field as Prairie will get set to kick it off with the 42-7 lead here in this one. Scott Unash, John Hingerty, Dennis Kanak with you. As it'll be Joel Collette to kick it away for the Prairie Hawks. And back deep for Lindmar, Nemi Siaway, and Josh Hilsebeck will set up at about the 5-yard line. The clock will continue to run here. And I didn't think anybody expected that to happen. Here is the kick, and it will go into the end zone. And before the first play, we'll go downstairs to Dennis Kanak on the sideline with an update. Dennis, go ahead.
Guys, just a quick observation on this Prairie offense down here on the sidelines. Not only are they powerful, but they are quick and athletic, too. And, boy, we've seen it all night in this first half and this first drive of the second half. The ability to get yards after the catch, their quickness and elusiveness out of these ball handlers and people carrying the ball has really led to this 42-7 score for Prairie backups here.
All right, on first down for Lindmar. Big hole up the middle, and Siaway pinballing his way across the 30 and Nemi to the 32-yard line. Going to be a 12-yard pickup, and that will move the chains for a Lindmar first down.
Bob Forsyth spreading four wide receivers out wide on the side of the field as he can, and he's bringing his offensive line splits out now to try and get any kind of a gap to get the running game going that they can.
Trot Carey will come in with the play for the Lions. He'll go out with Gassman and Pistolka out to the right side. Kirby Kerr to the left side. LaGrange has done a nice job on Kerr tonight. One set back, Phillips in the shotgun. Calling signals, seven on the play clock. Gets the snap on the handoff up the middle. Again, they spread him out and ran it with Siaway. Goes for about seven before he's brought down at the Lindmar 40-yard line.
Yeah, there's no doubt what Bob Forsyth is doing right now is he's trying to get as many bodies stretched across the field as he can to take the defense for Prairie and spread them out as well. And then he's bringing his line splits for his offensive linemen out so that there's bigger gaps there for the handoff, and it's working right now. A couple of nice plays here.
Second down and three from the 40-yard line. Twins left, twins right. One setback, Siaway. Phillips in the shotgun, calling signals. Four-man front, and again, they'll keep it on the ground to Siaway. This time Prairie was waiting for it. Short gain. Going to be a pickup of a couple. Gansky and Rogers on the stop, and it'll be third and one coming up. You're listening to High School Football tonight here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Third and about a half a yard is all Lindmar will need. Under five to play in the third quarter. Shotgun snap, back to throw is Phillips on third and short. Going to go deep, right sideline, and overshot Gassman. Incomplete. And Dennis is going to join us here. We'll go downstairs with an update.
Guys, just the injury on Dakota Simonson. He is back on the field on crutches, in street clothes. So as we stated earlier, we tried to get an update from the on the sidelines. Not much being said about the extent of the injury. But he is back out on the field with his team, which is a good sign back upstairs.
All right, thanks. Fourth down, Linmar will go for it. They're 0-for-1 on fourth down tries in this one. See if they keep it on the ground. Phillips now goes under center, and he'll keep it on the quarterback sneak, and I don't know.
I don't think he got it.
I don't think he got there. Kelly hit him. Goose hit him. Bohr was in there as well. And what are the officials going to do here? They spot the ball, take a look at the far side, and they'll bring in the chains. He didn't get there.
As soon as the Prairie defenders saw him come up out of his shotgun position and go under center, they all knew exactly what was going to happen. It was going to be that quarterback sneak, and so they all converged into that A-gap and had about four bodies plug that up.
According to the yard lines, he didn't make it. They'll stretch the chains. It's now official. Prairie will take over on the 43 in Linmar territory, and another defensive stop by Jim Dostal's defense.
Yeah, and while all this is going on, Scott, the clock continues to run. The bringing the chains out and things of that nature, it just when you're in the continuous clock, things go quickly.
Yes, they do. 42-7 in favor of number 9, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Boston tight end right, Meyer in motion. Keeper Gansky off the left side, busts through 35 and pushed down close to a first down. Be about a yard short as he'll take it down to the Linmar 33. I mean, it's 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah. 11, 12 every time.
Do they have a negative play tonight?
One.
Wow.
A minus one.
But just gaping chunks every time. It's not 2 yards or 3 yards. They'll get like 7 or 8 on every rush.
Second down and a yard. Rainer, the backup quarterback. Linmar showing blitz. Inside handoff to Meyer. Breaks one tackle. It's got a first down to the Linmar 30-yard line.
Meyer carried for the Hawks.
And that'll be a pickup of 3 and Prairie's 20th first down.
Baylor Pree
on the stop. 135 yards, 5 touchdowns for Joe Meyer in this ballgame. Just getting everything done right now for the Prairie Hawks. Here's the snap to Gansky. Turns it up at the 25 and gets down, cut down at about the 23. And there's 7 more. Let's see what Gansky's got. Doing quick math here, John.
You know, there's. I know this is going to sound a little odd, but Linmar is doing everything defensively they can to plug the holes for this rushing attack that they're seeing against Prairie, and there's literally nothing they can do. They try stunting, blitzing guys into, and they still just come up with a handful of air.
108 yards for Gansky. Here is the double handoff. Meyer coming to the left side. And stacked up at about the 23-yard line. What I do like to see is everyone's keeping their cool right now.
Well, and then that brings up a good point, is that when you get down to the late portions of this season, you know, one bad decision where you're ejected from the game, and you sit out next week, too.
Yeah.
And the teams just, especially the ones that are in contention, can't afford something silly like that right now.
Minute to play, third quarter, third down and 3. Prairie's been perfect tonight. Gansky in the direct snap, and he is cut down by Nemi Siaway short of the first down. First time Linmar has stopped Prairie on a third down try tonight. And it's going to be fourth down. With 45 seconds and the clock ticking here in the third quarter. It's going to be fourth and about a long yard. No need to go for the field goal here. And Prairie will go for it.
Their offense is in no hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage with the 25-second clock right in front of them.
Linmar showing blitz. Meyer starts in motion off the fake. Gansky on the keeper. And going to be close, and I think he's got the first down. Takes it to the 20, and that should move the sticks for Prairie.
But the clock will continue to run, and that will finish this third quarter.
That will take us down to the end of the third quarter. as Prairie with a 42-7 lead on their way to their sixth straight victory and looking to go to 6-1. We will go ahead and take a minute break right now, David. Move things around a little bit. 1 minute timeout. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Xavier now on top 43-0. That is up at Waverly tonight against not a bad Waverly Shell Rock team. And here, Prairie on top 42-7. We'll give you the third quarter numbers coming up here in a moment. Total domination so far by this Prairie football team. Prairie on the first play of quarter number four. Meyer's going to throw a pass to the end zone, going up and making the leaping attempt, and it's incomplete. Try to get it to Usher. And it'll be second down, but the clock will keep going here.
Not fooled on that was the defensive back, Josh Gassman. Went up and made a nice attempt to bat that away or possibly intercept it.
363 yards for Prairie after three quarters and 136 for the Lions. Second down and 10. Meyer stays in there. He'll get the direct snap. Starts left, cuts it back to the middle to the 15-yard line, pushing ahead. Nemi Siwe. Love those gold shoes. And he brought him down at about the 13 for a gain of 7.
Yeah, they're not that fluorescent yellow like you see a lot of kickers have. They are, in fact, metallic gold.
Like a Usain Bolt type thing.
He's played defense tonight like Usain Bolt runs.
Yeah, he's done a good job. Prairie will get their regular season home finale next week. Gansky off the right side's got a first down. And brought down by Siway again, but they'll move the chains on the gain of 7. And another third down pickup by this Prairie football team.
You know, Prairie's going to wrap up business tonight, and then they've got Burlington next week. And if you thought this one wasn't pretty, wait until you see that game.
For the home regular season finale and then the big one against Kennedy. Left side, student body left. Coming that way at the 5 is Gansky. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, dives in, touchdown. Gansky goes in from 7. And he gets into the show here tonight with his first touchdown run.
Scott, that's the 8th offensive possession tonight for Prairie, and they have scored touchdowns on every one of them except the one right before halftime, which they simply ran out of time because they got down to the 12-yard line and time just ran out on them. I'm not sure you can have a better night offensively than this in your wildest dreams.
No, I'm right there with you. Extra point from Collette coming up, 48-7 in favor of the Prairie Hawks. Rayner, the new holder, and the kick is up and just ekes through. And it's now 49-7 with 10-10 to play here in the ballgame. Prairie will get Burlington next week. And for Linmar, they will go home to get Iowa City West, who's going to have to win that game next week to stay in it. The State golf going on right now. Washington and Lindmar, fourth and fifth after day one. Behind Dowling, I believe Dowling, Waukee, and Valley right now are your top three.
A lot of familiar names.
Absolutely. Try to get some scores here as we go through the fourth quarter. As Prairie will get set to kick her away here. 49-7 lead. Hard to believe.
Mark Bliss just standing down on the sideline with his hands in his pocket saying everything he's touched has turned to gold tonight. And this is the kind of game, though, that's won in practice. And these Prairie coaches, and it's a tribute to their players, they're buying into exactly what Coach Bliss and his coaching staff is selling. They go hard on every play until the whistle, and it shows. They have to be doing it in practice as well.
Collette with a kick, and this time it'll come down sideways at the 5 to the 10, 15, 20, and gets across at 25 and out to about the 28-yard line. Some other scores, Western Dubuque leading senior, 35-21. That's a very interesting district as somebody's going to win that thing, John, between senior, Western Dubuque, Pleasant Valley, Hempstead, and North Scott. Senior right now is 2-0, but if they lose tonight, you're going to have five-way confusion.
What a mess. Talk about your 17-point rule tiebreaker.
First and 10, Lindmar from the left hash mark, and we've got movement up front, penalty flags down, Prairie jumped. Kennedy has gotten a field goal at 17-3, and the Cougars have it deep in Iowa City West territory, still with half of the third quarter left to go.
The surprising thing in that game isn't necessarily that Iowa City West is ahead, it's that Kennedy has been held out of the end zone. That is a rushing attack that's been lethal the last several weeks as well.
On first down and 5, backing his way for about 2 to the 35-yard line was Brennan McGaffey. First score on the big one tonight. Right now, into the third quarter, Waterloo West 21, Cedar Falls 14 up at the Dome. That would make things very interesting, and I don't think the Washington Warriors want to see that score.
Oh, my goodness. That, don't think that that's finished, though. There's more game there than the Waterloo West probably wants to have.
Second down throw on the left sideline, caught by Kirby Kerr. It's going to move the chains for a Lindmar first down on the pickup of 5. Well, if Waterloo West holds on, John, they will be unbeaten. Wash will have one loss. Cedar Falls will have one loss, but Cedar Falls has the head-to-head.
That's right.
And then Wash has to beat Waterloo West.
They do have to beat Waterloo West. But then, even if they beat Waterloo West, they've got to let it come down to that 17-point tiebreaker, statistical tiebreaker again.
On the slant, coming to right side, McGaffey. Good run. Takes it off the right side, and he will get down to... Oh, they're going to give him about 9 down to the 49-yard line. So it'll be second down and 1. Clock continues to run. 7:35 to play in the game. We'll talk to Victoria's head coach coming up after this one. Phillips in the shotgun. Inside handoff. McGaffey, little stop-and-go move into Prairie territory. Cuts it to the outside at the 45 and twisted down at the Hawk 44. Gain of 7 and the Lindmar 10th first down of the night. McGaffey with 22 tough yards tonight on 7 carries. As Lindmar trying to get something on the board here, down 49-7 with 7 minutes remaining in the game. Lions will send 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Prairie with a 3-man front. Phillips back to throw. Pump fake being chased. Down he goes. Caught, sacked back at the 50-yard line. Nick Goodman in there for the Prairie Hawks.
The ball carrier stopping in there by number 17, Nick Goodman.
And it will be second down and 16, second sack of the night.
That's kind of been a metaphor for the offense tonight. As Phillips gets back there, he sees an open receiver, and just as he's about ready to cork his arm back, down he goes.
Second down and 16 after the loss, and Phillips to throw again. Spins away from one. Now rolling the far sideline, looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it under and pushed out of bounds right into one of his coaches.
The official caught him and actually held him up too.
And they're going to say he went out at about the 48, so Phillips will pick up two. Well, going to be interesting. After this week, you can start to figure out some playoff things, like we said. Who needs to do what?
Well,
who's
yeah.
got things taken care
and
of?
Some districts are going to be pretty easy because it'll come down to two or three teams, and then others are going to be a mess.
McGaffey kicks it outside, now turns it up at the 40, breaks a tackle, cuts it back at the 35, down the far hash mark at the 30, and down to the Prairie 29-yard line as Hawks got some second-teamers in there right now. That's a gain of 19 for Brennan McGaffey. And a Linmar first down. 5:20 remaining here in the game from John Wall Field here tonight. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by Prairie. Hawks going to get a defensive timeout here. Why don't we take a minute timeout and come back? 5:15 to play the ball game. Prairie up big, 49-7. Back after this here on KGYM.
Happy fall, y'all. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. Thanks to a very successful anniversary sale, I'm all stocked up with quality pre-owned vehicles. It's Stocktober, and these cars are ripe for the picking and bursting with savings. Right now, get a nicer, newer car with only $7 down. Squash your old ride and get the nicer, newer car you've always wanted for just $7 down. Plus, my For the People credit approval process has the banks and lenders falling all over themselves to approve you. So don't spend another minute in a car you hate. Carve out time to visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today. We've got the wheels and the deals that are ripe for picking. But hurry, this deal ends when all the used cars are gone, or the end of the month, whichever comes first. I'm Dave Wright, your dealer for the people. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru this weekend at the corner of North Center Point Road in Boyson, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects actual discount. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Back with you as we get the clock rolling again. High snap brought down by Phillips. Inside handoff. McGaffey breaks through to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Drags Hawks into the end zone. Touchdown. 29-yard run, and that will make things a little brighter for the Lions. And Brennan McGaffey running hard that time. Gets touchdown number 3 on the year for the senior.
Yep, did a good job of dragging the black shirts in there with him. Just a hard-nosed run. Got his shoulder pads and helmet out in front of his feet and just kept his legs moving all the way into the orange end zone.
Lions for the extra point. A line drive kick is up and it is good. And it's 49-14 now. Still we'll have the continuous clock here after the kickoff with 5:03 to play. Bettendorf a winner tonight. 38-0 over Davenport North. As we'll try to get you some more scores here. Waukee only 24-18 right now over Des Moines East.
East is 4-2, though. That's not a bad East team.
No, it's not. And number 3, Williamsburg, 33-0 over West Liberty. And that's not a bad West Liberty team either.
That's right. And that's a big, big win for them if they can hold on to that in their district. Mount Vernon playing heavily into that. That's 2A District 5.
Yep.
Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, West Liberty were all undefeated in district going into tonight.
Very interesting score here. And I was wondering, this is one in the West I was looking at tonight. Lewis Central was unbeaten but had not really played anyone of ilk. And they went to Ankeny tonight and lost 28-14.
Right.
And Ankeny,
that's not Centennial.
No.
That's the Ankeny High School.
They were like 2-4 coming into that one, but a very good 2-4.
Yeah, Lewis Central maybe showing a little bit of their true colors there, too. Might even slip out of your poll this week.
Yeah. All right, 49-14, 5:03 to play right here. And Linmar, well, see if they do something trickery here. Cochran has the ball kind of askew here. And
Kennedy has the hand, or Kennedy. Prairie has the hand teams out.
Yep, they've got everybody up there. We'll see if Linmar tries the onside kick. trying to get it back here as the approach, and they're just going to pooch it over the top. And will bounce inside the 20, inside the 15. It's a live ball, and skidding to a stop was Jalen Smith back there. Won't be good field position, but Prairie will get it at their own 9, and they'll have the football.
Here's a score from the Jefferson-Water-Louise game, Scott.
Yes. Jayhawks feeling good?
The winless Jayhawks are going to come home victorious tonight. They're up at halftime, 43-0.
Still nothing on that Wash Mason City score yet from up in Tim Fleming country up there, our good friend. First down, they'll mark it they're going to mark it at the 10-yard line. And the clock running. Hawks with some second-teamers in there, and now carrying the football for Prairie is Hunter Terry. And he'll take it across the 15 out to about the 17, maybe the 18-yard line.
Hunter Terry scored a touchdown when we were down at Brady Street a couple of Thursdays ago, didn't he?
You betcha he did. Isaiah Garman on the stop for Linmar, and they're starting to substitute some people as well. Coming in, Gavin Dooley for Prairie, a junior in there for LaGrange, so he'll take a seat. Prairie with a football, double handoff, and coming to the left side. And across the 25, getting out to about the 28-yard line, is the touchdown maker from earlier. That's Banks Berry. So he will go for about 8, and Prairie with another first down. Clock continues to run, 3:25 to play here in the game. In there at quarterback, Brody Bohr. Third quarterback tonight for Prairie. He's used to hitting people. Now he's going to hand it off. Here comes Terry, the left side, turns the corner, and gets out to the 34-yard line. Terry will pick up 7 more. Terry's not the biggest guy in the world at 5'6", 160.
Well, that's a generous 5'6", too. But I will say this. He picks his feet up and puts them down very quickly.
Yes, he does. Does a great job out there, and good worker every day for these Prairie Hawks. Same play, coming left on the inside handoff. And Banks Berry will have a first down. He'll take it for about 9 more.
Joe Banks Berry, the ball carrier.
24 first downs for Prairie. We'll talk to Mark Bliss coming up after the ball game and get his thoughts on this Prairie win. We're going to have a game done by 9:30, John Hegarty.
I don't know quite what that's like.
Solon leading 19-0. Here's Terry coming left side.
Nice.
Lowers the shoulder. How about that for that young man? Takes it in the Linmar territory, and he's going to pick up 8.
That's going to look good on film tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Tonight. You can see that stuff right away, you know. Under 2 minutes to play. Second down. 2. Linmar with a lot of second-teamers in there. Here comes Banks Berry this time. Goes right, bust through a hole, and brought down on an ankle tackle. Over on the far side by Jordan Balk. He'll take it for about 4. Other than the injury to the quarterback, Mark Bliss just has to be so extremely satisfied with this win.
This is almost the ideal game for any offensive coordinator in his wildest dreams to dial up a game like their offense has had for Prairie tonight.
Bohr is going to keep it himself. The linebacker turned quarterback, comes right, takes it for about 3. As we are down to 1 minute to play here in the game. As I mentioned, we'll get a 2-minute timeout at the end of the game here. David, just to let you know, pass that along back to our studios, and then we'll get a word from Mark Bliss coming up. As the Prairie Hawks will go to 6-1, and Prairie's going to go into victory formation here. And probably we'll have to do it one more time here before all is said and done. And then that will probably do it. One more kneel down, and this one will be in the books. And like I said, a very satisfying win for Prairie in this one here. In this long rivalry, Prairie will make it two in a row. And four out of the last five as the teams line up. Prairie wins it 49-14. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and wrap her up with the postgame after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Sunday, Tom Brady's back from suspension, and Cleveland seeks its first win of the campaign when the Browns host the Patriots. Hi, this is John Sadak of Westwood One. Join me and Mike Mayock for all the action. The Pats may be 3-1 and in first place, but having Brady back will be a big boost for them and a headache for Cleveland. Patriots, Browns. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Patriots and the Browns, Sunday morning at 11:30, presented by Mediacom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to do what you like, more freedom to watch the game, more freedom to play and do what makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Napa know-how.
If it seems like the last time you changed your antifreeze was when cassette tapes were all the rage, it's time to pick up a gallon of Prestone antifreeze at Napa for only $12.99. It's the best way to protect your engine from the harsh elements. And unlike cassettes, paying $12.99 for a gallon of Prestone antifreeze never gets old. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 11/13/16.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Do me a solid and go to Lowe's to fix up my yard. At Lowe's, they're trained to help you find the perfect tools to make your backyard great. Do that for me, and I'll stop giving your morning paper to the neighbors.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's. Like $50 off a Husqvarna 2-Cycle Professional Gas Backpack Leaf Blower, now only $249. Offer valid 10-4 through 10-17. Selection may vary by location. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field, and Prairie Hawks have made their way back to the locker room, and I think Dennis is downstairs just kind of having a conversation there with Mark Bliss, the head coach for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And whenever you're ready, Dennis, let us know, and we'll get a word from the Hawk coach. Prairie players, some of them over to the student section over there, off to our right. And now I think Mark's going to talk to them. Not they went into the locker room, but they just went off to the right side to go greet the students. It looked like there, John.
Looks like they're reemerging to maybe get a quick word from their coach, Mark Bliss. And everything came up smelling like roses tonight for Prairie. They just are a juggernaut right now. This is the sixth week in a row that they have just shown up and dominated in just breathtaking fashion, really. I mean, they come out and they're playing football right now the way that football is supposed to be played. They don't spread the field out and run and gun the ball over the place. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I know it's very entertaining to watch football, that brand. But Mark Bliss just lines his guys up in different formations, and he just comes straight at you and says, find a way to stop us if you can. And so far, the only team that's been able to do that was the very first week of the season, that being the Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors. And the way that Prairie has improved week after week, it's just a totally different team now than that one that met Wash in week one, Scott. I got to believe that there's a chance down the road those two could maybe meet up somewhere again, and might be a different outcome this time. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. We'll talk to Mark Bliss coming up here in just a moment. You asked about that game you were wondering about. After three quarters, Pella 25, Norwalk nothing.
Yeah, and I think that probably a lot of people are going to nod that that's just, you know, Pella, they haven't lost in 3 years, have they?
Nope. Thought that this would be the year to get them, and apparently not.
So you know what my next question is? Is Pella going to go west or Pella going to go east come playoff time?
We're going to find out in a couple of weeks.
I don't think anybody knows.
Marion and Clear Creek, Amana, 7-7.
Ooh.
Late in the fourth quarter.
Does Tim Lovell have the Indians believing or what?
And that would be a big one right there.
That's a Clear Creek Amana team that beat West Delaware last week.
Yes. All right, let's go downstairs. Dennis Canuck with the winning head coach. We'll go down to Dennis and Mark Bliss.
All right, we're down here with a bunch of happy Prairie Hawks and Coach Bliss shaking hands and with his players here, congratulating them, and deservedly so, a great effort by his team here tonight. We'll let him talk to each of his players here, and then we'll jump in and get a word with him. And all right, Coach Mark Bliss, congratulating his players, rightly so, after this 49-7 Prairie Hawk victory tonight. And offensively, unstoppable all night. And I really got off to a quick start, and that seemed to be what really set the tone for this ball game. Three quick scores, up 21-0 early in the first quarter, and it really seemed to take the air out of the Linmar defense and really set the tone for your team.
I'll be honest, we truly didn't expect that quick of a jump on these guys this early in the game, and so it's a testament, a tribute to our kids for coming out and executing and being able to get up on them as quick as we did. And like I said, our kids, they came in, they were focused, probably about as focused as I've seen them in the last couple of weeks, and since the ICW game most likely. But, I mean, they've had a great week of practice. They prepped really well and did some great things tonight. And like I said, we're blessed to be 6-1 and move on.
And this team has really been rolling, and there's a lot to be said about the offense. But, boy, defense is really stepping up and playing well, too. Very athletic, very quick to the ball all night long, and just really stifled anything Linmar could do. And we saw Linmar last week, and they're a very powerful offensive team, like to throw the ball around the field. But you took all that away from them tonight.
Like I said, it's a testament to our defensive staff, Coach Jim Dostal, Nash and Northern, and Andy Kimple, which Andy used to coach at Linmar. So got some great defensive coaches. Those are the three guys that primarily focus on the game plan and end of it, and they schemed them well tonight, did some great things. And like I said, they've been very consistent pretty much all year long. So, you know, with that being said, you know, if we're solid on defense, then hopefully we can maintain sort of what we've done on offense and keep going.
I know as a coach and as a team, you take it one game at a time. You don't look very far ahead and you don't pay too much attention to the standings. But in the district, this really puts you kind of in the driver's seat in terms of what you want to accomplish for this year. And so that has to be satisfying as well, 2 weeks out from the end of the regulars.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we're blessed to take care of business next week against Burlington at home. And then we got Kennedy the last week of the last game of the season there at Kingston. So we don't have to go on any major road trips. And that being said, you know, being able to basically say we're at home is a nice comforting feeling as well. And like I said, God's been good to us. He's blessed us all year long. He's found ways to let us be successful, and hopefully we can keep it going.
And before I leave you, the health of Dakota Simonson, went down with a knee injury in the first half, or on crutches here in the second half, but with your team, what do you know so far?
So far, our trainer told us that there's some swelling in the knee. She didn't anticipate anything too major, but she didn't want to you know, speculate. So he's going to go get it looked at in the morning stuff, and then we'll be more, you know, by Monday we'll know for sure what's going on and what our game plan will be offensively.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go join your team, but congratulations and on a great victory.
All right, thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Joined by a guy here who had a very busy night, Joe Meyer. 5 touchdowns on the evening and a lot of rushing yards. I don't know what the full tally was, but and I know what you're going to say, so we'll just put it out there. The offensive line really opened up a lot of holes for you.
Yeah, they don't get a lot of credit. They push. They get a lot of push up front, and we had guys step up. We had a couple guys get sore. It's normal for week 6 games, week 7 games, and we had guys step up, and they played really well. Really proud of the O-line.
You got off to a quick start, three straight scores by yourself, but you really had Linmar off balance, and you really had them guessing on what you do. Obviously, you guys run a lot of motion with that offense and never really know which guy's going to get the ball. You were spreading it out. You were running it up the middle, doing a lot of different looks, but really set the tone early and really had them off balance most of the evening.
Yeah, that's what Coach Bliss runs, a good offense. We love it. Second year, we were way more comfortable this year. You just follow what coach says, and we know it's going to work. He's a great coach.
Yeah, you said it there. You could tell you guys have really, since week one, when I saw you for the first time this year, to now, you really settled in, understand this offense, and everybody seems very comfortable in their role.
Yeah, I think that's big for us. We've been confident coming in the year. Week one, Wash is a good team. Tonight, we were very confident, but Linmar is a great team, and I think we came in, everybody came in tough, and big win for us right now.
Well, congratulations. It takes you to 6-1 on the season as you head into week 8 next week, your last home game here. Be senior night and a lot of things to celebrate, but congratulations on a big victory tonight. Go enjoy it and celebrate with your team.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Guys, joined by Coach Mark Bliss and Joe Meyer down here, and a very victorious Prairie coaching staff and team on a 49-14 victory out here on John Wall Memorial Field. Very dominating victory, as you guys well described throughout the evening, and a pleasant evening at that. A little chilly, but overall a very good night for high school football. So, guys, looks like the Frisbee guys want to take the field. I'll get out of their way. We'll throw it back upstairs to you in the very warm press box here at a Prairie.
Yeah, you can get down there and play a little ultimate Frisbee. The tradition continues here, John, for the Prairie cross-country teams.
Mm-hmm.
For the highly successful cross-country teams
and,
out here.
And they'll be out here with the stadium lights on for quite some time to come.
Yes, they will. Let's take a look at the final numbers in this one. Total yardage in the ball game: Prairie with 429 yards tonight to 203 for the Linmar Lions. For the Hawks, 357 yards on the ground tonight. Prairie came in averaging 263, and they demolished that mark by almost 100 here tonight. Two 100-yard ground gainers: Joe Meyer, 20 carries, 142 yards, 5 touchdowns tonight. Zach Gansky, 20 carries, 129 yards. He had a touchdown tonight as well. 4 carries, 28 yards and a touchdown for Banks Berry. Terry, 3 carries for 23 yards tonight. Simonson, before the injury, 2 carries for 14 yards. Braxton Zimmerman carried it twice for a total of 11 yards. Bohr carried it 3 times for 1 yard tonight. Dalton Rayner coming in to spell Dakota Simonson after the injury, and Rayner went 4 out of 5 for 72 yards tonight. 0 for 1 on the night with Simonson. Prairie only threw it 6 times total in this football game. A catch apiece for Usher, Meyer, Boston, and for Gansky. Prairie with 25 first downs on the night, 4 penalties for a total of 35 yards, and 2 sacks in the ball game. For Linmar, 203 total yards tonight. And the Lions with 120 in the ground, 83 through the air. Reese Phillips tonight, 9 of 13 for 83 yards and 1 touchdown. Josh Gassman caught that. He caught 4 passes for 75 yards. 2 catches apiece for Kirby Kerr and Brendan McGaffey, and Pistolka with a catch as well here tonight. On the ground, Brendan McGaffey, 9 carries, 74 yards. He had one of Linmar's touchdowns. Nemi Siway, 7 carries for 46 yards. Gassman carried it once for a total of 3 yards. Linmar had 12 first downs, 2 penalties for 18 yards tonight, and they had the game's only turnover tonight. Also, third down conversions in the ball game. It was Prairie 7 of 8 on third down conversions tonight, 1 out of 1 on fourth down. Linmar, conversely, 2 out of 6 on third down tries. They were 0 for 2 on fourth down tries. Time of possession, little skewed, obviously, with the continuous clock going. But Prairie held it for 28 minutes and 14 seconds to 19 minutes and 46 seconds for the Linmar Lions. And Prairie's running game, line of scrimmage, they dominated. Linmar couldn't get Prairie off the field on third down or fourth down tonight.
You know, one of the favorite lines that we hear football coaches say, Scott, is, I want my team to execute. When it's time to make plays, they execute. They make the plays that they've been taught to do in practice. And that's exactly what this offense for Prairie did tonight. Another thing we hear coaches say is, we need to value every possession that we have. Well, in the first 8 possessions, Prairie scored 7 touchdowns. So everything that the coaches say, coach speak-wise, happened for Prairie tonight. And this is one of those evenings where if you're a Prairie coach, if you're Mark Bliss especially, who calls the plays for the Hawks, you just got to go home and you got to say, man, we had a great week of practice. The guys are doing everything I'm asking them to do. They do it as hard as they can. They do it on every play. We don't shoot ourselves in the foot. And this is like a dream game for them tonight. It just really was.
Absolutely, absolutely. Scoreboard coming up next with Jeff Downing. One score we can throw your way. They've gone overtime at Thomas Park. 7-7, Marion and Clear Creek Amana. Playing a Donnybrook defensive battle over there. Some very interesting scores that Jeff will have after the game. Tune in. He'll be there until 12 midnight tonight with the score parade this evening. Top 10 scores, Eastern Iowa scores, and a whole lot more. Prairie got three Joe Meyer touchdowns in the first quarter from 15-1 and 12 to take a 21-0 lead. Banks Berry then from 7 yards out to make it 28-0. It was 35-0 with Joe Meyer's fourth touchdown run before Lindmar got on the board. A Reese Phillips to Josh Gassman pass from 29 yards out. Made it 35-7 at halftime, but then Prairie got the clock going continuously. They scored on their first two drives of the second half. Meyer from three, Gansky from seven for his lone touchdown of the night. And the Prairie Hawks win it 49-14. And Prairie now will get ready to have Burlington come to town next week. They will be a huge favorite in that one. Kennedy, last check, was down to Iowa City West still. Last I saw was 17-3. It's now 17-14. Here come the Cougars with 4:29 left. And it comes down to this. If Kennedy can come back in the last 4:29 and win that game, it's over in this
game. It eliminates West from playoff contention.
West will be out. Lindmar right now is hanging on by a thread. If Kennedy comes back and wins, Lindmar will be eliminated as well because it would be a two-game lead for both Prairie and Kennedy over West and Lindmar, and they will have beaten both of them head-to-head, each team. Hope we can make that as simple as possible.
Yeah, all eyes on Kingston right now.
Yeah, as Kennedy and West going at it with West on top 17-14 at this particular time. But, boy, 2 weeks from tonight to close out the season. We haven't had a good one to close out the season in a while, but I'm looking forward to Kennedy Prairie.
Is it 2 weeks to Chilly Night already?
2 weeks to Chilly Night, absolutely. Looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. But next week, a Thursday and a Friday nighter, we'll be at Kingston on Thursday night as the Washington Warriors will welcome in Waterloo East, and then the Saints Field on Friday night. We will see Dwayne Schulte's juggernaut for the first time this year. They are 7-0, and really, to be brutally honest, no one has come close.
Yeah,
in District 3 of 3A.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see the Saints for the first time this year, and I'm sure that tonight, statistically, Malachi Wilson probably set the all-time career rushing mark for the Saints, and Bryce Schulte probably, well, I shouldn't say probably, but could very well have broken the career touchdown passes of his brother Reggie tonight.
Yep, got to see Reggie last weekend up at the Uni Dome, looking good on the sidelines there from Mark Farley and the UNI Panthers. And we'll look forward to seeing the Saints coming up next week. They will take on our old friend Jim Womachill and the Vinton Shelsburg Vikings. That will be next week at Saints Field on Friday evening. Well, a lot of people expected Prairie to win, but they didn't expect this margin, John.
Agreed. And it just everything went right tonight, with the exception of the quarterback Dakota Simonson injury, when our best wishes go out to him for a speedy recovery. I think probably he won't see him in pads next week, regardless of how good or the prognosis might be. But still, everything clicking Prairie's way right now, doing everything their coach is asking them to do. And like you said, it's setting up that big showdown in Week 9 against the Kennedy Cougars.
Which there could be a lot on the line in that one.
And we'll be there.
Absolutely, out at Kingston Stadium. That's going to wrap things up here tonight. A big thanks to David Schulte back in our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Also, big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters that bring you high school football here on a weekly basis. Please go to all their businesses and thank them for allowing us to bring you high school football here on KGYM. Big thanks as well to Rocky Bennett and his entire staff here at Prairie, and everybody here at John Wall Memorial Field for helping us out on the broadcast here tonight. Stay tuned. We've got the scoreboard show coming your way here on KGYM with Jeff Downing. And he will have that through midnight. All the scores, reports, and more coming your way from around the state of Iowa here tonight. For Dennis Canuck, for John Haggerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this Class 4A District 8 Metro game tonight. It was number 9, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 49, and the Linmar Lions, 14. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from John Wall Memorial Field here on the campus of Cedar Rapids Prairie.